All right, today we're going to react to, this is one of my biggest videos. It's Dan Blazarian versus Awesome Jew, or Adam King, called it J's and Their Lies. Now, the story behind this is me and Awesome Jew had agreed to debate, and we didn't like each other. We were fighting. Then he came to town. We met up first. He brought me a gift. We went out drinking together. We ended up getting along, laughing, kind of becoming friends. I still talk to him today, despite some potential lies. So when we did the debate, it was live, and I was being way too friendly, way too nice. And Dan can get angry. So he started calling my phone. I didn't answer because the show was on. And all of a sudden, he just showed up at the studio, crashed it, and came in and wanted to debate him, which I understand Dan's point, but it's hard when someone's they kill you with kindness, as the saying goes. So we'll go ahead. Anyways, back to this. I sent this to my editor because after the interview, I think Dan was a little frustrated because the guy just, he felt he had lied over and over. So I said, I'll send it to an editor and I'll say fact check on both sides. Like, be fair. You have to put Dan's lies too. They said, okay. And this is the video they sent back. So I'll start it. By the way,
everybody at InfoWars is watching. They love this.
Yeah. Yeah. They're scared to have me on over there, I think.
I got to say, having no moderators for conversations like this, this is real. This is where men are.
I'll pause real quick. There was a little argument between like me being there, not, because then he said it's 2-on-1, not fair. So I was kind of in an awkward situation the middle of my podcast. I kind of got kicked out. But anyways, we'll get this going.
You know, this is something only men can do. I think this is where Jake and I really connected in the beginning of this whole parlay was, you know, let's be respectful. Let's let each other talk. Let's have a serious conversation that we don't spurg or scream over each other or get into these stupid internet things that need moderators. Just be men and talk about things, allow each other to speak and hopefully evolve and grow and change things.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that, you know, I was listening to this nonsense interview and you said that
Nazis
were gassing Jews in VW.
In the beginning, yeah.
Just real quick, unfortunately, there's certain things we have to block because YouTube likes to give me strikes. They are very sensitive about what you can talk about. Usually they black out, they get you in trouble for things that are true.
It's not true.
Okay, let's go, man.
Do you know who invented the mobile gas chamber?
Tell me.
Isaiah Berg.
Berg.
And it was a Soviet Jew, and it was before World War II started. And he was gassing...
Oh, I said lies, but we also decided to do a fact counter when something's true versus false. Or the editor decided to do that.
Christians in his car. Look it up.
Yes, Nazis did use carbon monoxide gas from car engines
Not
to murder
Nazis.
People.
This is in the Soviet Union.
And it included the use of sealed vans and trucks, some of which may have used engines similar to those.
Who invented the mobile gas chamber? Right there.
You're saying Isaiah Berg.
Yeah. Prior
mobile
to World
gas
War II.
Chamber. Yeah, okay.
So interesting. The gas chamber was invented by one of God's chosen people. I was never taught this in history. I doubt you were either.
VW.
Where was the mobile gas chamber used? That's Russia. 1937.
Okay. Yeah. Russia. Prior to World War II.
Yeah. But it just says right here.
He's killing Christians.
We're talking about specifically about the Holocaust. I know you like to talk about this Jews killing Christians
okay,
and
that
this,
happened.
This whole, what's it called? The
Bolshevik genocide.
The Bolshevik.
I love how they say you like talk about Jews killing Christians. Like, we shouldn't talk about that. That should be ignored. But when they're killed, that's got to be the biggest event. It has to be taught in all of our schools. It's mandatory in most schools now. The kids are taught that. Seems a little odd. I was never taught about the Bolshevik revolution that Christians killed.
They also killed Jews. Too.
No, they didn't.
They did. They killed religious Jews.
No, they didn't.
They killed anybody that had anything that had to do with the Torah. There wasn't a lot of Jews over there, Dan.
Yeah, there was.
What's the guy's name? You guys always talk about him.
Henry Gigota.
Gigota, right.
Yeah,
such a common Jewish name, right?
He was in charge of the gulags. All those guys changed their names, hiding that they were Jews.
You know, Gigota's never been a Jewish name.
They changed their names.
To what? What
to
was it before?
I think Dan should have got a fact check with the change their names, because the whole change the name seems something they constantly do to be confusing, so you can't track them. But anyways.
And sounding names.
What was his name before?
Hold on, I'll get to that.
So this is about to become like a chat GPT debate where everybody's fact-checking everything.
Yeah, he did this to me when he like, he said a lie, and then you go to fact-check it and be like, oh, is this a chat GPT? Because it's like, you know they're lying, so you go to look it up, and he does a good job of calling it out. Like, again, I'm cool with this guy, but they do have the tactics. I think this is a perfect video to watch to understand how to debate these people. That's part of the reason why we did this.
Everybody else. Which is kind of stupid, if you ask me.
I mean, not really, if you want to get the facts. If you have the facts on your side, then it's not stupid. So, how many Jews were killed by the Bolsheviks? There's no evidence that the Bolsheviks ever carried out any systematic campaign to kill Jews because they were Jewish. Shocking. There it is, right there.
What was it?
Because they were fucking Jewish.
Did the Bolsheviks?
The brand new ChatGPT, the Jewish-owned AI.
Getting along well.
So here's the thing: your ChatGPT. Here's what's so bizarre.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with these guys. Like I said, awesome. Adam King was trying to get rid of me, so I'm like, I guess I'll just let them sort it out.
About ChatGPT. Your ChatGPT is going to feed you based on your inputs. So is mine. So my ChatGPT says, yes, the Bolsheviks and the Soviet regime targeted and persecuted religious Jews. Your ChatGPT is saying they didn't.
I said, how many Jews were killed by the Bolsheviks?
I don't use ChatGPT, but this sounds like it's very probably a lie, but I'm not positive.
And said, there's no evidence that the Bolsheviks ever carried out a systemic campaign to kill Jews because they were Jewish. It literally said that.
Stupid.
Yeah, I think originally they were, and there was a purge by Stalin, but I don't think it was 8 million. I think it was a purge of some of the top
officials. It's fucking bullshit. There wasn't even 8 million Jews there. How could there be 8 million Jews in Russia?
Yeah, I haven't researched the fucking
Bullshit. You know how many Jews there were in
Germany?
There
was a lot of Jews in Russia.
You know how many Jews there
were in Germany? 2
million, I think, or something.
Now this,
it's funny how he literally just said the exact opposite. Like I said, you have to watch this if you're going to debate one of these people to understand their tactics and how they're not really, they're not trying to have an honest discussion. I think I learned that with this debate, actually, with I'm all about having honest discussions, and then you realize you talk to people and they're not doing the same, and you can get picked apart just by trying to be honest with someone who's not.
Debate's a 2-on-1. See, if we're going to go 2-on-1,
I'll sit out.
You could sit out, but you could talk. But let
I'll chill for a second.
Are you saying that Jake lost so bad that he needed terrible. A fill in?
Look at this, how he throws. He tries throwing a jab at me to try to get my friend Dan to insult me to get us fighting. And after Dan left multiple times, he tried throwing jabs at Dan, trying to get me to insult him. It seems like a very deliberate trying to divide us, divide and conquer.
He just declared me the winner.
Yeah, he's really trying to get me and Dan to fight right here. He's doing it trying to play us against each other, being like, Dan's insulting you. He's saying you lost, which we weren't really. The problem was, to be fair, I did kind of get suckered because it turned into it was supposed to be a debate and it was us just kind of hanging out laughing and stuff. That's why Dan got irritated and he kept lying. So I did have a fall. I did fail because I'd never been in a debate. I didn't realize I was supposed to be using these tactics. So, but you see these guys try to divide and conquer.
More of a conversation.
Jake is a super fucking nice guy that can like rip your head off and shit down your neck at any given time. He's like the epitome of like the guy that doesn't have to beat it on his chest because he's such a fucking badass. But he's also like a super nice guy.
You're being too nice. We should have hung out last night. Perfect how Dan doesn't take the bait. He basically says, yeah, screw you. I'm not taking this bait. And I did the same thing. We tried baiting against Dan. A lot of people will take this bait, though. They'll try to get you to play each other, and then you'll do a slight insult. And that causes the other person to do a slight insult. And then it starts picking up. And then all of a sudden, you have resentment towards each other. It's brilliant, and they do it all the time.
Wow, you know, like...
Wait, typical Gentiles are nice?
Yeah, naturally and fucking nice.
Gentiles won't screw other Gentiles, you know?
Not historically. Not like historically. Jews have fucked over.
So you don't think that like let's say that there was a world where Jews weren't a part of it. It was only, you think there would be some kumbaya moment, lions sleeping with lambs?
I think there would be issues, just a lot less.
It's so naive, Dan.
Why?
Because throughout history, Gentile nations have warred against each other even when there were no Jews present.
Yeah, but a lot of the wars were started by Jews.
Look at Stu Peters. He just rug pulled and stole all this money from all these anti-Semites, and everybody was like,
"That's still up for debate."
That shows you, Stu Peters is.
I'm not going to talk on it because I don't know about it.
Stu Peters is a very clear example that not all Jews are bad, and not all Gentiles are good.
I didn't say all Gentiles are good, and I didn't say all Jews are bad. I just said that Jews are disproportionately causing problems. And that they also have a supremacist belief system, and it's built into their religion that it's okay to fuck over non-Jews. So when you have a mentality that, like, you're better than other people, you're going to act like an asshole. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying every Jew is bad. I'm not saying every Christian is good. What I am saying is that Christians don't teach each other, hey, you can fuck over the Jews. It's okay. They're not Christian. Jews, on the other hand, teach that. So when you have a supremacist,
we don't teach belief, that. Actually,
fucking
no,
it's
we don't.
It's in your Talmud. It literally says.
You want to go to the Talmud with me, bro? I would love to go to the Talmud with you.
Okay, because I have some fucking quotes. I can pull up a whole bunch.
You're gonna pull up the meme that I did in three-hour documentary on.
No, I'm not gonna pull up a meme. I'm gonna pull up the exact translation.
Let's
do it. There was a meme, and then there was like.
I have done this show so many times.
All right. Quick break to talk about something I've just started using, Rumble Wallet. If you've ever been curious about buying and investing in cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin or Tether, but felt like it was too complicated, Rumble Wallet is an easy way to get started. You can buy, sell, and manage your cryptocurrencies all in one place. The app is super easy and straightforward. What really makes Rumble Wallet unique is that you can use it to tip your favorite creators on Rumble. To get started, download the Rumble Wallet app and sign up with your existing Rumble account. Click my link in the descriptions or search Rumble Wallet in your app store. Like everything, the Talmud is extremely confusing. There's multiple books. There's two versions of it, but the amount of stuff in there, it's terrible. If you actually look through it, I actually had a guy come on and break it down on my show, all factual stuff. YouTube pulled it off. They decided it was hate speech to show what was in the Talmud. I guess it was too hateful towards the Goyim, maybe? I'm not sure, or didn't want to be exposed. I don't know why it was pulled, but they won't let you show what's actually in it. And like they said, they won't. I think it's death penalty for allowing the Goyim to read the Talmud.
So I'm switching to mediator.
I know now.
I'm mediator.
Jake,
I'll try to be
Jake,
fair.
Adam King and Jake.
I got kicked out of my debate.
Kicked off your.
Got kicked out of my debate, but it happens. At least Dan stepped in. And after this, I did realize, hey, Dan was right. I had to work on being harsher, and I did improve some skills. And I remember I had a debate not long after this, and I saw Dan calling, and I'm like, oh, crap. But then he actually complimented me, so I'm like, okay. So it's good to have an honest friend that'll criticize you when you're making mistakes, but it'll also, you know, tell you when you're doing well. You can't have someone just always trying to shit on you and tell you you did a terrible job. And he was mad at me after this. He's like, you completely bombed, which I guess that's fair.
I looked
at my text message and everyone's mad at me. Apparently I was being too nice.
Really?
You're like, oh, you're...
This is what I don't understand, because if we don't talk to each other, we're going to end up killing each other. The only way that
maybe
we make
people,
peace...
Some people want that.
A lot of people do want that, but the only way that we're going to make peace is by making it.
I should have gone a little harder on some of the things.
We're not going to make peace if we just want to fight each other till one of us dies. That's just the bottom line.
This one came up. This is the Mishnah Torah.
Okay.
If by contrast...
What's the quote? The exact line. Let me pull it up on Safari.
I'm going to read you the exact
Give me the reference. Passage. Okay.
See, they're good at just like, you'll know these things are in there, and they'll be like, what quote from what passage? Like, obviously we don't remember this stuff, but we've seen it. It's all in there. I verified across every source, but they'll be like, where? Which Talmud? Which this? It's a great way to deflect.
This is, if by contrast, a Jewish male enters into relations with a Gentile woman, when he does so intentionally, she should be executed. She is executed because she caused a Jew to be involved in an unseemly transgression, as is the law with regard to an animal. This applies regardless of whether the Gentile woman was a minor of 3 years of age or an adult, whether she was single or married. And it applies to if even the Jew is a minor of 9 years of age, she is executed. This punishment is explicitly mentioned in the Torah. As numbers,
it sounds like you're reading off of a.
I used to ignore the Talmud and not pay attention to it, but then you realize, okay, cultures are shaped off religion, even though lots of them are atheists now. And then you look at Israel, what are they doing? They're raping all the prisoners. One of their head military rabbis told them it's okay to rape non-Jews. And it's men, women, and children. it's not just women. They're raping the men. I mean, they had the guys that gang raped a guy turned into reality TV stars there. So they're famous for raping men.
Commentary. What is
a literal direct translation?
Mishnah Torah, forbidden intermarriage. No, this is okay, hold on.
So direct. I love how they're just kind of like stalling, hold on. It's really pretty brilliant. Like, Adam, this guy is smart. He's good at distracting, getting you. Like with me, he killed me with kindness, brought me a gift. Oh, let's be friends. So I fell into the trap. And he's constantly playing games. And I still talk to him. I don't dislike the guy, but now I'm aware of the games they're playing.
Quote. This is a direct quote. This is not like an interpretation.
I'm going to find the quote. Give me a second.
And so it's saying that if an adult fucks a three-year-old, that you should kill the three-year-old if it's a non-Jew because it,
no, you're missing. I know this.
I think it's also important to add the Chabad Lubavitch. This is the most powerful Jewish organization in the world. The president goes there. Putin's tied to them. Javier Milei is a member. Jared Kushner is a member. They believe Jewish souls are spiritually divine, godly. Goyim souls, which are all non-Jews, are filthy like cattle from three satanic spheres. They think we're evil, cattle, and filthy. That's what they believe of our souls. And this isn't some fringe organization. This is Chabad Lubavitch, where Trump goes to, where Jared Kushner is part of, Javier Milei, a very, very, very powerful organization.
Exact one. You're missing an entire segment.
What do I need in there to tell me that
the,
like,
Talmud is
should kill the child because the child caused the Jews?
You gotta
sin.
Let me speak, or else, okay. Or else you're just preaching.
Go ahead.
So, the Talmud is comprised of literally at least 20,000 authors.
Okay.
So I believe, and I'm gonna pull this up.
That part's true. Oh, I don't know if it's that many, but it's over several hundred years they compiled it. So they went. They went around hundreds of years, different rabbis, their debates, but these are more the things they concluded as a group. So there is a little confusion, but lots of this is what lots of different rabbis talked and kind of the conclusions they came to.
Actually, let me get my glasses because I can't see shit anymore. I remember this one from a previous debate, and I don't want to misquote my answer, but I want to find the exact page. Because these are like arguments that are going on for like five pages of debate. Give me the actual source reference.
Yeah, they talk. I need the actual source reference. It's like, it's brilliant. Like, it'd be like, Jesus was crucified. Well, where's the source reference? Like, the synagogue of Satan. Well, show me the exact passage. When was it said? What year? I don't know all that stuff. So it's a great way to get you confused. Change the conversation, slow it down. I give him credit. He's really good at these type of debates. You know, I asked Nick Fuentes before, is he a good debater? And Nick's like, yeah, he's a very good debater. He's sharp, does a good job. Some of these guys aren't so sharp with the IQ, but I'll give him props. He is smart and intelligent and does these things well.
And then we can learn the whole page, not the line.
Okay.
Happy to do that. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the part about Midian that I'm not entirely. I don't want to misquote anything, but we will go through it.
Okay.
So that, but you're talking about the Mishnah.
You see how they give you, they want you exact dates, times. So to look this stuff up takes a little bit of time. So Dan's trying to find it, and he's just talking over it. Although what he said in there is true, it's a great way to distract.
Torah. That's not the Talmud.
That's one.
The Mishnah Torah is the writings of the Rambam. That was 1,000 years ago. That's not Talmud.
That's part of the Talmud.
It's not. The Rambam was Rabbi Moshe Maimonides. He was a famous physician to the Sultan of Egypt. And he was... So the Talmud is... The Mishnah, these are the Tanaim. They spanned for about a period of 300 or so years. After them came the Amoraim, which is another 300 to 400 years, and then the Rishonim, the Tanaya, the
right. Goanim. This is the Mishnah Torah. That's
yeah.
What that's
so
about.
He's a Rishon. He comes much later than the Talmud. This is not from the Talmud at all.
Okay. I mean, I think it's still egregious. But
the Rambam says a lot of things that are egregious. In fact, the Rambam says many, like towards the end of the Rambam's life, all he did was write tshuvas. what tubas are is when they write something based on something that they said in the past, saying, I was wrong, I didn't support this. So one thing that we learned from the Rambam is that he was writing tubas all the way up until his death. So okay. We don't know what the Rambam didn't get to write a tshuva for. We don't know what he felt.
Confusion, distraction, boredom. Nice play.
There was a lot of tshuvas that he wrote.
The Rambam was, but
that's who you're quoting.
Soldiers that abducted a non-Jewish girl. They gang raped her over 3 days and they killed her. And it was decided and carried out. They washed her, cut her hair, raped her, and then killed her. And this is from an Israeli article. So
are we talking about a modern Israeli?
This was the guy that became the prime minister of Israel. This was the leader of Israel. This was how Israel was founded, on terrorism, rape. Talk about, they took this little girl, they cut her hair, gang raped her. I think it was, I don't know, 30 soldiers or something, and then killed her. And then they just let it be. That was like official. This is official policy. This is sick. It's a sick society, you know, and I'm not going to be scared to call this out because they call me antiseptic. You know, you're a coward if you don't call out evil when you see it.
Thing, are we talking about the Rambam still?
No, modern Israeli. I'm giving you examples of how this is being carried out today.
So what you guys like to do is you guys like to cherry pick certain things and then weave them all together and say all the Jews are this.
No,
and that's
I didn't
argument.
Say all the Jews are this, but when you have in your, you know, religious book of text that it's okay to fuck over a non-Jew, it's okay to steal from a non-Jew, it's okay to rape a non-Jew, and then you've got real world examples of them doing that in Israel and there's no consequence, that's clearly evidence that that's part of your law. And the Talmud is a Jewish book of law, so
it's not actually,
that's what it says.
The Shulchan Aruch is the Jewish code of law.
Okay, well, why do they list
the Talmud?
As you see, this all gets confusing. You know, is Jew it, being a Jew religion? Is it being a race? You know, where are they from? What country are they from? What are they white? Are they Middle Eastern? All of it's confusing. The pattern of all everything. You don't know what's going on, and I kind of feel like the confusion is deliberate.
Are ancient arguments that took place from this thing called the Anshei Knesset Agadola, when the Jews came back from the original Babylonian exile after 70 years. Oh. Ezra the Sofer, the book of Ezra from the Bible, he's a Tana. He's also a Navi, the last of the prophets. These are the writings. These are the collected writings of all the prophets, all the ancient judges like Joshua from the times of Moses.
Okay,
and well, they're all compiled
I don't
inside.
The whole dissertation. I'm just going to read you what it
says. Well, if you
says,
bring up
Google
a topic.
It, what I'm just going to read you what it
if
says.
If you're going to crash
Google
the
it.
Debate and then bring up a topic, you got to let me explain
well,
it.
Well, there's what you say, which you're going to go on a thing, and I'm telling you what it says when you just Google it. The Talmud is the central text of rabbinic Judaism. It's the primary source of Jewish religious law, Hakna, and Jewish theology.
Halacha.
Okay. Until the advent of modernity in nearly all Jewish communities, the Talmud was the centerpiece of Jewish cultural life and was the foundation to all Jewish thought and aspirations, serving as the guide the daily life of Jews. The Talmud includes teachings and opinions of thousands of rabbis on a variety of subjects, including blah, 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 blah. So it's saying that aside, it's like the second most important piece of rabbinic text.
So what happened with the Talmud? Basically, like I said, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achraim, they all carry down this tradition that goes into the Shulchan Aruch, which was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo in the 1400s. And the Shulchan Aruch is the unified book of all law for Ashkenazim, Sephardim, every Jew on earth. Mm-hmm. The code of law is called...
They argue these small, tiny details to get you distracted from the big stuff.
The Shulchan Aruch. And law is halacha. So the Talmud is where it all stems from. It's arguments of 20,000 people. Many people that, like the people who quote Talmud quotes, they were wrong in the argument. They lost the debate.
You had 2,000 years to take it out. Why would it still be in there?
We don't take them out. They were part of the conversation.
As you can see, Dan's bored and irritated and wants to get into political stuff, which I think is coming soon.
And that created the law.
But that is the law then, right?
You know the difference between the Jews and the ancient Egyptians, besides the fact that we're still here and they're not? If you go to any Egyptian monument,
they love rubbing in the fact that they're still here, and they don't forget anything. They're still mad at the Romans.
And it'll say, this Pharaoh was so great. He did everything right. He was righteous and wonderful. You go to the next obelisk, same thing. It never says they fucked up, they ran the nation into the ground. You open the book of Kings. You open the book of Judges. They're fucking up all the time. We are writing our sins. We are airing them out. We are saying, yes, we sinned. We did things that were not okay in the eyes of Hashem in the ancient world.
They sinned, but it's not a sin to kill a goy, rape a goy, steal from a goy, lie to a goy. And in case you're wondering, if you're not a Jew, yes, you're a goy.
We were sent into exile because of that.
Okay.
We don't cover up our mistakes.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about covering up mistakes. I'm saying, like,
who's this guy? We got another now?
We're going 4-on-1. We brought you a Jew.
Is this another Fuentes thing I got to deal with? Who's rage quitting?
I'm staying out of it now. I'm just moderating because it's not fair to go 2-on-1. He works for me.
Oh, okay.
No one else is joining.
He's in-house. He's not joining. Yeah. Okay, good. That was like the worst. It's always hard when you bring in new people. And it's like, I remember when we were doing that debate and I didn't even know Zirka was coming in.
Zirka, he's kind of funny. He can be kind of aggressive.
And he just came into Zig Heil and tried to trip me up because they were losing.
What bait he's talking about, but that's kind of funny. Shout out to Zirka. Him into Zig Heil, he says. Let's see.
Thing, and they didn't want it. And then Gavin with his rage quit. So it's always hard when you bring new people.
Oh, that's he was him and Gavin McGinnis were debating on the same side. I think it was Nick Fuentes and someone else. And Gavin's a Christian or Catholic or whatever. And then someone asked Adam King, I believe, if you could get rid of one, would you get rid of Christians or Muslims? And Adam said Christians. And Gavin just goes, "What the hell?" Walked off the debate and admit they lost.
People Islam better than Christianity?
It was a 15-minute conversation about the Catholic crimes against the Jewish people. 67 popes directly made edicts to kill Jews. And I was talking about specific books because they don't. The truth is that the Torah and Catholicism have certain. Catholicism likes to preach that it's a replacement theology. To limit, or some popes have felt that if Judaism is allowed to flourish, people will question Jesus in a lot of different ways.
Well, I mean, they are at odds.
So anyways, in the debate, we were talking about different artifacts. I did an episode on my show with a Rabbi Benjamin Blech, who was very close with John Paul II. And he actually went to the Vatican and was afforded to see actual artifacts from the Rambam, actually. Certain pages of the Rambam that were missing because they stole them and we don't have his answer. So like you're quoting Mishnah Torah. There's a lot of the Rambam that the Vatican has that Jews aren't allowed to see. So a lot of the discussions in the Rambam are unresolved because of that. So he was actually afforded the opportunity to see in the catacombs. And we were talking about like artifacts and whatnot and that's what when
and Gavin, it's like a bunch of filibusting, a lot of stuff we don't care about, talking circles. So anyways, the Rambam, whatever the hell this shit.
That's when it came up. He's like, would you rather, because we were talking and I said specifically, I said, I see a very big difference between Christians and Catholics. Mm-hmm. First of all, Protestantism went through so much conflict just to be independent and have their own form of Jesus.
Protestantism, people don't realize Martin Luther, he's kind of the godfather of it. He wrote a book, extremely anti-Semitic, the most anti-Semitic thing I've ever read, called Jews and Their Lies, which is weird that so many Protestants are Christian Zionists. This book is insane, like way more hardcore than Mein Kampf. Like I was reading it. It's insane. I think the things he says, there's a part where he says if a Jew came to be baptized, he would tie a stone on his feet and throw him in the river. It's just like, wow, obviously I condemn this, but this is factual history. It's called Jews and Their Lies. It's an insane book. And Martin Luther actually started out extremely pro-Jewish. I don't know the exact details of what turned him against, but this book is, it was shocking when I saw it.
That's Lutheran. That's not.
I mean, listen, we could talk about the old.
You're shit, the one bringing out the old
I'm
shit.
I'm giving you real world examples of where this stuff is being.
You've given me an example of a poor rape victim.
Okay, I'll give you another one. How about the IDF taps chief rabbi who once seemed to permit wartime rape.
Who? Never heard.
Mentioned this earlier. Yes, they say it's okay to rape non-Jews. This is true. And as you see, there's a news article to back it up.
Why do you hear this, but I don't hear
this?
But
well, there was a guy that said they kill babies as a hobby.
I'm not bringing up like obscure shit.
I don't want to make like 200
tabs.
Yeah, see, like you said, they'll just, he's probably heard of it, but they just lie over and over, which makes these debates hard. And then they'll say things like, oh, is it a ChatGPT bait? So it makes you start feeling stupid. So they make these things very difficult.
I all care. I'm also women's enlisted. These are just memes. Do you have the actual article?
A meme. That's a fucking article.
No, that's a that's a picture.
Again, saying it's a meme when he's pulling up the picture of the news article. They never accept your sources. The time, this, nothing's ever good enough, and they just keep distracting. And people that are watching don't know. You know, I give him mad props. He's a good debater. He's good at confusing, getting you off truth.
And no, articles like this. Do you have the to this, which is?
Can I see the article?
Well, this is, yeah.
You mean all your memes are attached in a picture file?
No.
Dan!
No.
You can't crash a debate and do that.
You wanted the Talmud shit, so I'm giving you a list of Talmud quotes with real-world implementation of that Talmud.
So they made, like,
did you see the guy that says they kill babies as a hobby, then you rolled it back? It was a government. Who? It was a government official in Israel. Here, I'll look it up. I don't know his name.
That's so forbidden in Judaism.
But someone did say government official.
What's forbidden in Judaism?
To harm children?
That's not true at all.
It is true.
You guys,
why would I?
Well, they can kill children, but then he pulled up the picture he put on there. That's interesting. That's disgusting. It's a rabbi putting a baby's penis in its mouth. I don't know how this is legal, why this is legal. If Muslims did that, it would be illegal, rightfully so. If Christians did that, it'd be illegally, rightfully so. But we'll let these Jewish men put a baby's penis in their mouth? I don't get it.
The penises of babies and give them herpes.
Let's talk about Mefitz Pepe. Do you know what it is?
Do you know the name?
You're sucking on the penis of a baby.
First of all, that's not widely practiced in Judaism.
I have a bris mila.
I wasn't.
Yeah, there you go. There's the article. You want the non-picture version? There it is.
I never had Mefitz Pepe. Nobody I know had.
See how he just sees the article. It was proved he was wrong. He just passes it away. He already knew it. He already knew that it was true. That's why he didn't bother reading it. It was just like, damn, he pulled up the article.
Mefitz Pepe.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen.
I've been to thousands of circumcisions.
Okay.
You've seen thousands of circumcisions? That's an odd thing to say.
I've never seen Mefitz
Pepe. But why does it happen? Why is it allowed
like
to happen?
It's like an old world custom. It's like an Amish thing.
Okay.
Like,
Amish don't suck the dicks of children.
What I'm saying is, when I say it's an Amish thing, I'm saying it's like there is a word. First of all, it shouldn't happen. I don't support it. I want to condone it. I don't support.
Okay, good. I'm glad he doesn't condone it.
Mefitz Pepe. I think it's strange that like such a like a minor thing that's not widely accepted. In fact, it's a very minor thing.
Suck on a child's dick and give him.
You're missing my point.
Baby dies of herpes. So yes, this isn't a minor thing. Babies, lots of them get herpes, but this one died. This needs to be banned. This is sick. Just like how we allow them to sacrifice animals with a chicken. This is legal for any other group. It should be legal for them too. Illegal.
You're missing my point.
But the fact that that's even like allowed and that's not condemned by your religion is crazy.
I'd condemn it.
Okay, but you're one guy.
That's... Many rabbis condemn it also.
I haven't heard it. I mean, but
yeah, because you don't look for it. You look for where you can blame Jews, not where you're. You don't fact check yourself.
And they happen to be caused by Jews almost every time. I didn't just like wake up.
I
want to
ask you a question.
Hey, it's the Jews.
You said something once, not to change the subject, but.
Dan had a good point right there. I think anyone taking this fight, none of us woke up one day and said, you know what? I'm going to start a fight with the world's most powerful people, the people that can ban me, threaten to kill me, go after my bank accounts, get me fired, completely destroy your life. There's dozens of Jewish organizations that are designed just to try to destroy your life, to get you fired, which they've cost me lots of money. I've lost, you know, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars by losing like monetization. They go after and try to destroy your life, but I'm not going to sit silent and watch kids be killed. And I think everyone should feel the same way. Things are changing.
Maybe it's a good thing to change the subject. You said you would rather eat cow dung than kiss the Western Wall.
Yes.
You would really eat cow dung?
then pledge allegiance to that fucking
allegiance to the state. The wall has nothing to do with the state.
That I would not.
The wall is God.
That wall to me represents fucking genocide. It represents apartheid. It represents supremacy. It represents all sorts of things.
If it represents apartheid, why are the Jews the ones not allowed on the Temple Mount?
I don't know what your religious practice
is. The Jews are the ones who are apartheided.
No, they're not. This total bullshit. And they've done.
Embarrassingly, I was brought to Israel like 10, 12 years ago, and I was brought to the wall, the wall of shame. Now I would never go there. It's disgusting. And I brought, when I was in Jerusalem, you know, there was IDF soldiers everywhere with machine guns. They were like kind of punking the Muslim people, treating them like crap. That's where I actually started going down this rabbit hole, because I could just see they weren't treating them as like equals. And they were acting like, calling them dirty, filthy terrorists, like out of their way. So this is why I knew about the Palestinian resistance long before October 7th.
This is the first time in history that Jews are allowed to go to selected Arab countries, Dubai.
That has nothing to do with what's going on in Israel.
We're apartheid.
I'm talking about
apartheid would mean that a Jewish Supreme Court justice wouldn't be allowed to be an Arab.
What?
But Israel has a Supreme Court justice as an Arab. That wouldn't be allowed in apartheid. Misappropriating the term. It is true.
I'm not misappropriating. They
Arabs serve in the Knesset.
They did a study.
Arabs are in the government.
They did a study.
Arabs are in the police force.
Okay.
Arabs are in the military.
Cool. It's their country. They did a fucking
no,
study.
No, it's Israel. Yeah. They're Israeli citizens.
They
if there was apartheid, they wouldn't have
that you're operating in apartheid than otherwise. More than half.
That's retarded.
Well, tell your fucking citizens, because that's what they.
Yeah, I've been to Israel, and there's small groups of Muslims there, but they live separate. They're not treated the same. They don't live amongst the Jews. They don't go to the same clubs, restaurants. They have completely separate communities they have to live in.
They said they citizens. Believe that you're operating.
Citizens, are you listening right now?
Yeah, I think the Temple Mount, you know, is that where the Jewish guy terrorist came in and he killed him.
No, that's Baruch Goldstein, and he did that to prevent a massacre, actually. And
this is a lie that bothers me, because this is just disgusting terrorist. He went in when Muslims were praying and just massacred. I don't know. I think about 30, and shot other ones, and he is widely celebrated in Israel now. And I know he knew this was true. This guy, he was not trying to stop anything. He was just killing Muslims. It was an act of terrorism. You know, a pure act of terrorism. It'd be like celebrating the Vegas shooter when that many people were shot. You know, we would, because they shot Muslims, or because they shot Christians, or a different race, or because, imagine if the Vegas shooter shot Jews and we celebrated it. That would be sick. Just the thought makes you cringe. But this is the same thing. It's a Jew coming in. I think he was American born. I'm not positive. Coming in and massacring Muslims. And many people in Israel consider him a hero. Why they were praying in church.
No, the family.
Killed terrorism.
Praying in mosques. My bad.
To prevent a massacre.
They were
killing women and children.
No, no. They were in a mosque stockpiling weapons.
They were not stockpiling weapons. This was in the West Bank, not where Hamas is. It was people, there's hardly any weapons there. They're pretty much unarmed, which is why the Jewish people go to Rome through. They beat them. They can shoot them because they have the weapons. This is why we need our Second Amendment. You can look at the West Bank and see what happens when you have no guns. People can roam through, take your homes, rape you, abuse you, slaughter you. We must keep our Second Amendment. There's no better example by seeing what the Jews do to the Palestinians. And look who's behind gun control. You'll see it's that ding ding, same people.
We're about to. No. Yeah. This
is gun control trying to take our guns away. It's like the patterns. I think a lot of people watching my show will probably know. You start seeing the patterns. Like people trying to take our guns, it's not for your good.
I know the family. I know his daughter.
That was a complete terrorist act. He
knows his daughter. I wouldn't admit to knowing this terrorist's daughter.
Came in.
You're talking about Baruch Goldstein from like 50 years ago?
The guy that came in and just 40
years
up,
ago?
Shot up the
in bomb. Hebron.
Like, I believe that's it when I'll look it up. That was
yeah, they were like about ready to go. They were about ready to.
He does a good job of just like lying straight face, looking at you. Obviously, he knows exactly what I'm talking about because he knows his daughter, he tries his weapons, all just complete misdirection and lies. And they are phenomenal with that. That's how they've controlled the narrative. They call it Hezbra, I believe. They have these manuals they send out. In Israel, they have these competitions on TV, who's the best propaganda. They send out talking points. So it'll be like, if they say this, you say this. They have this all planned out. They don't care about truth. It's all about how can you spread, how can you convince the Goyim that we're the good guys. That's why so many people for so many years have believed Israel were the good guys, and some of the boomers, they don't see this information. They only see Fox News, all these news that's owned, and they're giving all this Hezbollah talking points.
They're about ready to massacre the people of Hebron. I'm not making it up.
They were not.
Yeah, they were.
All right. Yeah, clearly I know he's lying there, but it's like, what do you do when someone just blatantly lies to your face? It's tough.
I'll
look up mass.
Let me ask you a question, Jake. Why are you guys so obsessed with just Israel?
Because we're
because they completely manipulate our country. Look at both parties. The Democrats don't talk about it as much, but they do everything to help Israel. And the Republicans, all they talk about is Israel, sending money to Israel. The head of the FBI, what can we do more for Israel? What does Dan Bongino say? What's dear to my heart? Israel. What's Trump talk about? Israel. All they do is give to Israel. And what's Israel doing? Massacring. We know we're in that war with Iran for Israel. They're massacring in Lebanon. You have Apple Maps taking off the Lebanese villages. Everything our government seems to only serve Israel. And when exactly and how this, I'm still trying to figure out. I have some ideas, which I won't get on right here, but our country is completely being subverted by Israel. That's why we talk about Israel.
Fucking funding a genocide.
What about other countries? What about other countries that we're funding?
What other countries committing a genocide? First of all, using trillions of dollars to.
Trillions is
trillions.
Come on, Jay.
It's definitely trillions because it's billions we give, but there's the wars we fight. We also pay all the other countries in the Middle East to be allies with them. The weapons. It's definitely trillions.
I mean, Dan, trillions.
Did we not fight the fucking Iraq war for you guys? Did Netanyahu not come to Congress and testify that there's weapons of mass destruction? Have you guys not let us into every?
Do you actually know who gave the intelligence to the Americans that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction?
I know Netanyahu testified in front of Congress.
It was Germany.
And they said that it would be way better.
It was Germany. And do you know who actually built Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction program?
He didn't have any.
He did actually.
He didn't have.
He was caught with massive amounts of weapons of mass destruction. He didn't have nuclear missiles.
Okay.
He had a plutonium reactor that was destroyed by Israel.
What about Dimona? What about the fucking nuclear program that you guys?
Now you're pivoting because you're losing.
It's crazy how they just like lie nonstop, and now see pivot because you're losing because they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and we had given them chemical weapons when they were fighting Iran. So lots of this was supplied by us.
No, I don't know. I know there was no weapons of mass destruction. You're talking about a nuclear reactor.
This book that I gave Jake is an amazing book. You should also read it. I got even these two books.
In Iraq. I didn't read it. Nor do I plan to.
If you want to be a Nazi, these will improve your Nazi game. You got to know.
I don't want to be a Nazi. You're like sidetracking now.
I'm not sidetracking.
Absolutely.
Hold on, let me answer.
You're great at using the buzzwords. Nazi. You're a Nazi. That must be bad. No one cares anymore.
To your question.
In front of Congress.
I was in the middle of answering your question.
And there was not.
Alan Dulles, very well documented in this book, negotiated, along with Germany, the dissolution of the German state. And the German NSDAP moved itself into other countries. Egypt, Nasser's Egypt, was entirely NSDAP.
What does this have to do with anything?
I'm answering your question. We're talking about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Yeah, like how is this connected? I have no idea. Again, they'll turn a different direction when you have them cornered.
They came from Germany.
Weapons of mass destruction. There was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Yes, there were.
No, there was not.
Yes, there were.
No, everyone knows
there was massive amounts of gas and chemical agents.
It's so crazy that someone can just lie straight to your face blatantly and just double down and double down. But this works to a lot of people. This is all of our news anchors. This is what all of our news anchors are doing to us. This is what the boomers, they just get blatantly lied to over and over, and they believe it. Now we're in a generation where we can see the truth. But it's hard because we're still being censored. I'm still getting videos pulled down all the time. They don't want the truth out.
Was there chemical...
You guys have hit Adolf Hitler's speech. Is this because I... Antelope Publishing, from my sponsors, in case you want to...
AntelopeHillPublishing.com. That's one of my sponsors. That's a book of Hitler speeches with the context of them. So I gave them gave a good Jewish guy some Hitler speeches to read since he gave me a book. I think it's fair. Hey guys, I want to introduce you to one of our sponsors, Antelope Hill Publishing. Antelope Hill publishes books such as Culture of Critique by Dr. Kevin McDonald, who's someone I've interviewed on my show. He talks about the evolutionary strategy of the chosen people. So go to antelopehillpublishing.com and use promo code FIGHTBACK to support the podcast and get a discount. That's antelopehillpublishing.com and promo code FIGHTBACK.
Okay.
Learn about Adolf.
Was there...
Uncle. There's some chemical weapons, but no nukes.
There was no nukes, but a weapon of mass destruction includes chemical weapons.
Okay, no. Iraq did not possess weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, at the time the U.S. led the invasion in fucking 2003. Like, what the fuck? Why are you just like...
Okay, your chat...
You can see he's deliberately lying, so you have to look stuff up, and then you keep saying, why are you looking everything up? Is this a debate with the internet? ChatGPT? Brilliant.
GPT said that. My chat GPT said, yes, Iraq had chemical weapons and used them extensively, particularly under Saddam Hussein.
Destruction, not
do you know about the Halajba? Do you know what the Halajba was?
The fuck are you talking about? Weapons of mass destruction.
I'm telling you.
I don't know what the fuck that is. The Halajba, whatever you just said, but or what it has to do with it. Again, if you're going to debate a Zionist or a J, study this video. See what they do. They're not trying to have a discussion. They're trying to offshoot you, send you this way, send you that way, blatantly lie. That's why I made this video with the lies so people could understand how to debate them.
Chemical warfare. I'm telling you.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The Halajba was when Saddam Hussein brought in Palestinians and gassed the Kurds with weapons of mass destruction. In order to take,
supplied by us.
That's
Israel.
A weapon of mass destruction.
I don't know what he's talking about, but bringing in the Palestinians, that sounds a little bit weird. Doesn't really make any sense.
Well, not according to fucking ChatGPT.
Confirmed use 1980 to 1988. Mustard gas, nerve agents, sarin, Tabun, used against Iran. Thousands were killed, severely injured.
Okay,
the Halajba massacre. Saddam used chemical weapons on the Kurdish city of Halajba. Aftermath discovery, UN weapons inspections later documented and destroyed large.
I said it just there, but it's very important to emphasize we gave them those weapons. America and Israel supplied them with those weapons because we were trying to create chaos between Iran and Iraq, and we went to war with both of them. So these are wars that we're fighting, not for America. America didn't benefit from this war, Israel does.
Stockpiles of Iraqi chemical weapons. Iraq admitted to producing 3,859 tons of chemical weapon agents before the Gulf War.
I think it's different though between having gas and nuclear weapons.
Wasn't nuclear, but we did. But he did have a plutonium reactor.
Yeah, but he didn't have. He wasn't making. Like, nuclear is used for energy. It's the cleanest, best source of massive energy. They did this scare, freak out, make people think it's bad, but it's the cleanest source of energy, a nuke.
He's making a plutonium bomb, and Israel blew it up.
I think it's bullshit. Why does Israel have fucking nukes in the first place?
They stole it from America?
Bro, I don't care, and I love the fact that we do.
That's a great point. Israel stole the plutonium and the nuclear reactors from America. Benjamin Netanyahu was involved. They stole our nukes. JFK was angry about this, and he got shot and killed, as you all know, with what they call a magic bullet. A guy that came up with the term the magic bullet happened to be Jewish. Just a coincidence.
Okay, but you guys are like going fucking nuts about Iran having them, and you guys illegally acquired them.
You should too, because we have them, or supposedly have them.
You guys acquired
and
them.
And if Iran has them.
Look, they claim they don't have them because if they admitted they had them illegally, America, we have this rule where we can't give money to countries that have nukes illegally, but yet we give them all of our money. So they go, we have them, we don't. And then they have the sanction option, which means if they get mad at us, they're going to bomb us. They literally have a thing that says they will bomb America, bomb Europe. Some great ally. Imagine if you had a friend and he goes, if you don't help me, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And give me money. Keep giving me money. But if you ever don't help me with something, I'm just going to beat you up. Would that be your greatest friend? I hope not.
You know that Iran's target isn't even really Israel?
Oh, here we go.
They don't give a shit about America. Yeah, they don't like us because we fight
Saudi Arabia.
Iran's target is not Israel. Of course it is. Like, they have no issue with America. They've made that very clear. They don't want war with us. It doesn't benefit them. They've tried getting peace with us, but Israel always tells us, go bomb them. You know, we're doing negotiations. They were actually meeting all the demands for the nuclear weapon. Trump sent Jared Kushner and Witenoff, two chosen people, to sabotage the deal. So they came back and made these ridiculous lies. They're like, Iran said, we're going to go get a bomb and bomb you. No, they didn't. It's all lies.
Arabia. Iran is a fucking big threat to America.
It's Saudi Arabia, Dan.
Why would they want to kill Saudi Arabia?
Because you don't understand Islam.
Who cares if they want to go to war with Saudi Arabia? Why are we protecting Saudi Arabia? Who were the 9/11 hijackers? Saudi Arabians. I think there's an Israeli connection too, which I've gone into other shows. But why is Saudi Arabia our ally and not Iran?
In Islam, the Sunni and the Shia have been at war with each other since the beginning of Islam.
Yeah.
If Iran destroyed Israel overnight and wiped it out, they're not done. They're not complete. Their game isn't over. Their story isn't finished. Their story finishes when their 12th imam comes and takes the Mecca and walks all the way to Saudi Arabia and conquers Saudi Arabia. Why do you think Saudi Arabia is entering into the Abraham Accords? And why?
I think this is interesting. The Sunni versus Shiite. Sunni versus Shiite divide, they keep the Muslim world divided. You know, only 15% of Muslims are the Shiites, and they are the Iran, the Hezbollah. Those are the ones that America hates, and we play the other Muslims against us. So Israel keeps them constantly at war, black versus white. You know, look who funded all these black organizations, NAACP. You know, look how we tried playing me versus Dan, Muslim versus Christian. Keep people divided so you can conquer.
Why did Qatar leave Iran?
That's why ISIS helped.
Why did Qatar leave Iran, give $1.2 million to trillion to Trump, and meet with Ronald Lauder, the chairman of the World Zionist Congress, on television? The Emir of Qatar met with Ron Lauder.
This is perfect. He's talking about how the head of Qatar is meeting with these top Zionists and Jewish billionaires. They're all connected. The Epstein files has these guys all over it. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is good friends with Jeffrey Epstein. There's pictures of them there together. They tried, when I posted pictures that I found in the Epstein files, there was this mass campaign of organized saying it was an AI picture. Twitter even went there and said it was for a second with their community notes, but I put the evidence and I showed it was directly from the files, them talking about it, and they pulled the note off. So it shows these lies that are always pushing. But a lot of the Middle East is part of the Epstein network. Iran isn't.
Sold out?
Yeah.
That's what you think it is?
Yeah.
So what does that mean, sold out? Like, he had to be committed to Iran going to war against Saudi Arabia?
With the Jewish supremacy.
He sided with Saudi Arabia.
Okay, who's siding with the fucking
with America and the money.
You want to know something? There's an expression that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And when it comes to Iran, there is no greater conflict in the world of hatred than the Shia versus the Sunni. They will kill.
That is being not just Israel. So I'm not going to say that's just being pushed to Israel, the hatred, but lots of that is being pushed by Israel. And America, we always side with the Sunnis. But look, ISIS, they're Sunnis. All these terrorist organizations are pretty much always Sunni, not what Iran is. So the people we are supporting are the same people that are launching terrorist attacks against us. Israel's supporting them. Israel's aligning with them. I suspect these terrorist attacks are manipulated on purpose to encourage us to keep going to war.
Each other till the end of time.
So why are they not doing it?
They are doing it constantly. Constantly. Everywhere on TV, you could see it. They even fight each other in the streets of England.
When was the last time Iran and Saudi went to fucking battle?
Iraq, because they battled Iraq. They bordered each other. Saddam Hussein.
Proxy wars.
It's been like 25 years ago?
No, not 25 years ago. And then afterwards, you know, I was actually very involved in this. The Battle of Kirkuk.
Very involved with this. Curious.
When the Iranians took Kirkuk from Iraq after we pulled out of Iraq.
Okay, but what's that got to do with America?
These are very important strategic things.
Yeah, over and over, it's just subject change, distraction. It's almost impossible debate, and which was happening with me, which my Dan got mad because it was just like constant distractions, trying to be friends, and I fell for it.
I don't care. Like, if
look
Saudi
at Yemen
and Iran blow each other up, I really
look
don't
at Yemen,
a shit.
Dan. Yemen is a very strategic point for the United States, for Europe.
Why?
Without the Suez Canal, without the Suez Canal, Europe is done. Europe, everything is going to be 8 times more expensive.
The only reason they were blockading us, though, is it's a lot more expensive right now because we went to war with Iran, closing the Strait of Hormuz. I don't know how you say it. And Trump's celebrating. All these MAGA people are celebrating that Trump opened the Strait, maybe, that's already open.
Because our support for Israel.
Do you 100%. Want – remember when the Muslim Brotherhood took over Egypt? Would you want the Muslim Brotherhood to control all imports into Europe?
I would much rather them than Israel.
Well, Israel is about to build the Ben-Gurion Canal, which is twice as big as the Suez Canal. And that's the one of the most important things that's happening in the Middle East for all of Europe. When J.D. Vance launched the campaign in Yemen and said, why do we have to bail out Europe? He was talking about the canal. Because Egypt has all sorts of leverage that they use on Europe all the time. Sometimes in the canal, they'll be like non-hostile things because they don't want to open hostility. So maybe a tanker will get stuck in the canal. The Suez Canal is a one-lane canal. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of
traffic. Yeah, the Houthis are controlling it, and that's kind of the issue.
Do you know how important that Suez Canal is to America?
I'm sure it's
vastly
important,
massively important.
Obviously, otherwise
these Houthis are not our friends. Forget about Israel for now, Dan. Let's just talk as Americans. Let's talk about making sure you're a businessman that you.
And why aren't the Houthis our friends? Because we supply Israel with weapons to kill Palestinians. The Houthis have lots of courage to stand up. Well, we also supplied Saudi Arabia and helped them kill, I don't know the exact number, but a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people we killed in Yemen. It's one of the world's poorest countries, and they still stand up and fight.
Who, as a businessman, can import your goods from wherever you want, and they're going to get to their destination.
The greatest threat to that is Israel, because the Houthis are fucking pissed at Israel.
The Houthis are employed by Iran.
Okay, and they're pissed at Israel.
They're hired hands. They're mercenary soldiers. When they go to war and they shoot missiles into Israel, they don't shoot barrages. They shoot one at a time. And they've been, decimated. It's not even a war. It's so I even feel bad for them that they have to fight on behalf of Iran like this. Hezbollah was taken out.
They do have nothing, but they're not going to sit by and watch the Palestinians get massacred like all the other Gulf countries. I constantly attack the American leaders, but these Gulf Muslims that aren't helping them, absolutely disgusting parasites. The Palestinians are Sunni Muslims. None of the Sunni countries are helping them. They're all standing by watching them get massacred, and that pisses me off.
What's the point?
The point is that Iran wants to control all trade into Europe. Iran is the number one financier.
They weren't trying to do that until the war started off. Then they closed the strait.
Of the Islamification of Europe.
Iran's not trying to stop our trade. Yeah, that's completely false.
Do you think that the Muslims
are more worried about Iran than Israel?
For sure. Do you think that the Islamification in Europe is a bad thing?
Well, I think the open borders is perpetuated by this fucking Jewish nonsense that they want to.
Right. Everything's to blame by the Jews. Whites have no faculty.
Is it happening
up
in fucking Japan? Is it happening in fucking China? No, it's happening in the place that
they
fucking
forbade
Jews are in
Muslims.
Control.
Actually, I just read this story recently that they've interned the Muslims in China and turned the mosques into places where they serve alcohol and throw parties for people, for Chinese citizens. They've treated Muslims very differently than the West.
I find it very interesting that all the places that have it illegal to deny the Holocaust all have open borders.
Dan.
Legal to deny the Holocaust. This is the only historical event that will get you thrown in jail. And more countries are passing the laws. I think it was Ukraine and Russia, just made it illegal. So you'll go to prison if you don't believe a certain historical event. Why can't all history, we don't know. We should be able to discuss all history. Look at current news. We hardly know what's true versus what's not. So how do we know what's true in history for sure?
Did the Jews...
Maybe it's a coincidence.
Do you know how many millions of people are in Europe?
It's 450 million or 500 million.
No. Migrants.
No, they've opened the borders. But
They walked there.
Europe does have immigration problem, and lots of them are Muslims. I personally think it's more of a culture problem. I don't think it's necessarily religion. I think they flooded all these third world immigrants into the country after wars, and it's causing problems. I don't think America has much of a Muslim problem. It does not mean I want to bring more Muslims to the country. I think for the most part, they assimilate here and don't cause a lot of problems. How do they get there? Should they walk across? Where do they go? Libya. Why do we overthrow Libya? We hit Gaddafi. He was super anti-Israel. He also wanted to have his own banking system backed by gold for all of Africa. So we went and bombed and killed him. Now Libya is a complete disaster and mess, and they all crossed through Europe from Libya.
Four people.
Do you think that Israel opened Turkey's borders to Europe?
No.
Ah, okay. We're getting somewhere.
It probably helped bomb Libya. Yes, they're not behind everything. That is a fair point. You know, obviously, they're not behind everything, but they are behind a lot of the problems.
Why did the Jews flood Europe with all the illegals or all the Muslim migrants that are destroying Europe? When I grew up, I'm in my 40s. I don't know how old
you know
are.
How many fucking Jews said, like, we need to, you know, make this a melting pot. We need to destroy the white race. We need to.
Who said that?
I mean, I could give you a fucking you list.
I've gotten strikes and trouble for saying this despite. I'm not saying this here, like it's a debate, but quotes of these guys that have said this are put there. Like any of these things, I always recommend people do your own research. Don't trust me. Don't trust Dan. Don't trust Adam. Do your own research. But like you see, there's some quotes here from these people.
Pull up a meme
thousands
again.
And thousands of fucking Jews that have said this. Always a fucking Jew that's saying one. This. Always a fucking Jew that's saying that.
I
hate white people.
When you say stuff like that, you make white people sound like they're incapable beings with no faculty.
No,
they can't mess up.
We're being controlled because of,
you know, I go on the TV and I watch like the Europeans and I see these like German women, and it all started with Syria, by the way. There wasn't a mass migration crisis until Syria happened. You know that, right?
And look who pushed Syria. Syria was America and the U.S. I mean, America and Israel. That who's pushed this war in Syria. They got him overthrown. So they're causing the problems. And back to the he was talking about people pushing this anti-white hate. I was always confused by all these white people that were pushing anti-white hate. Then one day I realized, oh, they're not actually white.
We had a fucking issue when they opened
there was migrants.
Southern border.
Israel wanted to overthrow Syria, though. That war was
now.
By it's, America,
now
Israel.
We're in the greatest
Netanyahu
period.
Talked about all the different countries that he wanted to talk
Syria,
about.
Syria.
If we get rid of Saddam, it's going to be great. If we get rid of Gaddafi, it's going to be great. All
and
these countries
great,
are
yeah.
fucking absolute shitholes now. You can buy a slave
you,
in Libya for $300 fucking dollars right now.
Listen,
so like this whole Netanyahu, we have to topple this regime.
They literally have slavery in Libya now, which is disgusting. And it shows the left doesn't really care about slavery. They talk about it all the time, but it's happening today around the world. And they don't talk about it, including places like Abu Dhabi and Dubai, which I've been seeing with my own eyes. Now, technically, it's not slavery, but it's very close to it. They take the Indian workers out there. They take their passports and they can't leave. Some people treat them good. Some people beat them and treat them bad.
We have to topple this regime. We'll add stability to the region. It's all fucking
yeah, it's just
bullshit.
Endless wars.
You
have to understand, Israel has been at war with Iraq from the beginning of Israel. So, of course, Israel is going to come out and say, hey, we should go to war with this country.
They should fight their own fucking
but
wars.
You like literally,
yeah, my issue is
you literally take you literally take all
there.
The faculty away from the Bush family. Desert Storm happened in 1990.
Do you think 9/11 was a controlled demolition? Or do you think
yeah, it was definitely a controlled demolition.
Yeah. OK, so who do you think did that?
The Bushes and the CIA.
Who do you think
the
Bushes were?
I love how they'll say like the Bushes, CIA. And yes, the Bush family is a massive problem. That is true, but they always distract. You know, there's here's a good example. I've used this several times. Guy Brian Dawson, who I've had on the show multiple times, he made a great film showing all the Israeli connections to 9/11 that was stripped off YouTube, banned from everywhere. Harvey Weinstein, he had Michael Moore make a film showing the Saudi connections, because there's always going to be the people talking, realizing the official narrative isn't right. So they pushed the film saying it was Saudi Arabia, and this was the most heavily pushed documentary ever, and they banned everything showing any Israeli connections, regardless if they're true.
Oh, but you don't think that Israel benefits from that? What about all
no.
these Israeli
I don't think
art
that
fi- students that were
I don't
there?
I don't believe that these five dancing Israelis
no,
is,
no.
A, is a bar high enough as
no,
evidence.
They
goes way beyond
that,
though. That
were in there planning fucking explosives, the fucking when they lit up the side of the thing, said E-team on it.
I know the guy,
exactly
what's his
the
name, the guy who
it.
Owned the building? That was really sketch.
Lucky Larry. He was good friends with Benjamin Netanyahu. He went out and got a lease right before.
Forget about making
He made 4.5. If you guys want to know more about 9/11, I have three episodes about that on here. One with Ryan Dawson, one with Converse, and then another one, Richard Gage. Richard Gage was an architect. he had started Architects for Truth or something, and he had knew that it was a controlled demolition, or he believed, but he didn't know who was behind it. Over the last couple of years, he started doing deep research, and now he has his theories of who's behind it, and it's the same as mine.
I know. Really, listen, he should that. I mean, is he still alive? And he's like in his 90s if he's still alive.
So that, so what about all the betting against
correlation to
Lucky Larry Silverstein? He's, again, I could give you 100 connections like this in other shows, but just real quick, he took a $4.5 billion terrorist insurance against the 9/11 towers that he spent about $10 million on, and he got filthy rich. And he did that just weeks before the terrorist attack. And he was really good friends with Benjamin Netanyahu. Oh, he also missed work that day. Coincidences.
Fucking Israel there.
Not to Israel.
There was also major Larry, betting against the stock market that day.
So Jews can do wrong, Dan. Jews can do
Larry
damage.
Was a Jew. And
it doesn't mean that they're acting on behalf of the people. George Soros so is not king of the Jews.
But it seems like the government, because Netanyahu together. Was friends with that guy. There was a dance in Israelis. There was Urban Movers, which that's who they worked for. That guy fled to the country right after.
And let me tell you something. Nobody is best friends with Bibi Netanyahu. You know, Bibi Netanyahu has one best friend. Yair Netanyahu. His son.
Yeah, I don't
know. I know. It's really like.
Yeah, he talked to them once a week. That part's true. Does Netanyahu have friends? Probably not. Do demons have souls? Do demons have feelings? No. So I would say he has no friends. So I'd actually, that might be accurate. A demon like this would take anyone and use them. But they looked at each other as beneficial, and they talked every single week because they were billionaires and war hawks planning together. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of connections between 9/11. There's the Urban Movers. You know, their vans were spotted by Logan Airport, and where all the things went down.
So,
them shifting. The thing is
when, like, you have to look at Israel. Israel has no allies in the world except the United States. Why would Israel attack the United States?
I think they have no allies because they're parasitic monsters, and they have attacked America, 100% proven. You can look up the Levant Affair, USS Liberty. These are 100%. Proven, and likely they attacked us at least a dozen times or more.
Well, big catastrophe, and I'm Israeli, and I hope that now people understand what we have to deal with, the kind of people that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
You're smiling and laughing.
What do they get from this? We'll get to that. One subject at a time.
You should. Why would they
Let's go through it.
That was their first false flag attack. They truly got caught.
Well, no. Let's talk about 9/11 instead of bouncing around.
Well, I just want to go in chronology.
I love how he didn't want to talk about Levant Affair because he knows it's 100% proving. So he goes, oh, no, bouncing around. He's really tricky and good at trying to control the conversation, put it the way he wants. It's about taking the debate and put it in your frame. And I'll give him props for that. Even though it's all lies, he's good at what he's doing.
Order.
Listen, it's hard in a good faith debate to
good faith debate
to, within a minute have to talk about the Holocaust. I think there's a lot in 9/11. In a minute.
No, there's a lot in 9/11.
You gotta give me time. I could stay here.
He's always, when he talks about the Talmud, he'll like talk about all these different things that he'll be like, I don't even remember the names of these things. Start talking about five or six things. But when Dan does it, he frames it back into his where he wants to bring it.
All day.
When did they do it? And I'm trying to give you a chronological, you know, order of when they attacked their own fucking citizens, when they attacked U.S. citizens,
9/11.
When they attacked their allies to try and get benefit. And I'm going to give
the benefit. The hijackers were in the same town as Israeli spies.
Wait, what are we talking about? What's 9/11 or USS Liberty? I mean, where are we going?
We could start at the Levant Affair. That was the first false flag.
I guess we'll go backwards.
What is worse? Okay, let's go. Levant Affair.
Yeah,
go for it.
They're killing their allies. Try and blame them.
I don't know much about the Levant Affair.
They bombed America and British. Obviously, and tried blaming them on the Brotherhood. Yeah, so they were trying. It was a false flag attack. It was in 54, 56 or something.
1956?
It was a long time ago. Yeah, so
six years after Israel, 1954. Yeah.
They tried killing President Truman before that. The Stern game tried assassinating him with a letter bomb. This just shows the pattern. They tried to kill an American president. They go to the Levant Affair, the USS Liberty. They'll always do things like, oh, that was a long time ago. But then it shows the pattern. So I suspect they're behind lots of them with lots of evidence. The reason I suspect it is not randomly. You have Mossad agents saying they're behind them and stuff. And they just constantly distract. Oh, that was a long time ago. Oh, this one doesn't count. Oh, the evidence isn't enough for that. Bombs. So they tried killing a president there. They did a false flag attack on America and Britain.
Okay, so Let me ask you a question. I want to, since we're, let's
see, he's pausing, thinking. He knows everything we're saying is true. So he's like basically stalling, trying to think of a counterattack.
Let's use USS Liberty as like the anchor of this subject, as opposed to Levon or any of these things.
There's lots of them.
USS Liberty is 1967, right? 1967 war was an absolute miracle of survival. I know people who were in the war, actually. Every single person in Tel Aviv dug graves before they went to battle. Tel Aviv, when they came back, there was empty graves everywhere. We didn't think we were.
Get me to feel bad.
I'm not asking you to feel bad. I'm asking you to listen to me. I came here. I traveled far to be here with Jake. I don't want to like be talked over. I want at least to be able to respond to you. Israel immediately came clean. First of all, before the U.S. said.
Not true.
Hey, there was an attack. Israel said, hey, we accidentally did this attack.
That's not coming.
They apologized. Dan, let me speak.
Well, let's go piece by piece.
Dan, I don't want to have to have a moderator. Well, Jake is strong enough to not have a moderator. You can't be so beta that you need a moderator.
Let me just say something. Here's the thing. If you say 15.
He's trying to like insult Dan to get him mad to say something back, and he's trying to throw me in. Again, I think he's trying to divide us. As I said, after he left, he threw 5 or 6 jabs at Dan, which I stood up for him, but he was trying to get us to insult each other.
Different things, and then we have to go back. You're the one saying
I can't even get a word in. I feel like I'm debating David Duke again. Jeez.
Okay,
let's. Maybe I feel like a minute to pee. That was actually funny because David Duke, I've had him on several times. I love him. Awesome guy, but I can't get a word in. There was one time I had to catch a plane right after, so I was trying to change the direction of the conversation, and it was difficult. I should probably have him on again. So many lies were told against this guy. I was always told he was a demon, and I talked to him. I realized that wasn't true. That's why they silence people. They silence people because they don't want you to hear what they have to say.
Okay, no, stop. Let's just talk about each piece of it. So you're saying that they took ownership of it, and I'm saying they didn't. So let's discuss that because that's the first point of contention. Let's sort that out and then we'll move on because I think that's a big deal. Them saying that it was an accident is just total fucking bullshit.
They okay, can I get back? Can I finish? Can I finish, please?
Well, let's talk about that one point because I think that's very important. Like you're going to gloss over that and say like they
Dan, took accountability my point it was an has accident. My point has probably like 20 sentences in
okay, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to remember all 20 sentences. So let's focus on the crux of this issue, which is you're saying they're taking accountability okay. by saying it was an accident. And I think that's
I huge, heard you. Yeah, I heard what you're saying. And now I'm going to respond. Okay. So in the 1967 war, you have to understand the climate of Israel. Israel literally thought it was over. The whole country, the experiment, trying to create the Jewish homeland. Not one single, we didn't have allies.
So they bombed you a ship?
Let me speak. First of all, it was hellfire. There was friendly fire against Jews against Jews. People were just shooting at any moving thing. A duck flying in the sky, they shooting at it.
That wasn't happening. Real quick, this was a clearly marked U.S. ship, giant U.S. flag showing. They knew it was on there. They'd already seen it in Rinnecons. It was marked on their map. When they bombed it, the guy said, hey, this is an American ship, because he had orders to bomb it. He didn't know he was going to bomb an American ship. And they said, bomb anyways.
There's so much fear and dread and panic in the 1967 war. Context is important.
When this happened, they had already pretty much won, and they were in villages massacring civilians. They were running them over with bulldozers, torturing them, burying them alive. So that's another theory that it was done to cover war crimes, but I think it was done as more of a false flag to get us at war with Egypt.
Buddy, they were running over Palestinians and bulldozers.
You know who does?
They were committing
civilians who are fighting
time.
A war. And 1967 was you had some trained people in the Israeli military. You had a lot of civilians. Everyone got drafted. Young men, old men.
Let me finish.
It's a 2-1, and I can't even finish a sentence. That's not good faith.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I said a few things, but I'm trying not to go 2-1. But when he's clearly lying, it put me in a tough situation.
So if you're going to be moderator, you got to moderate.
I want to comment after this. Let's go.
So here's the thing.
I never moderated a debate, by the way. And obviously I'm biased towards Dan, him being a good friend. So I was trying to be fair, but I could see this guy is just completely manipulating him.
USS Liberty. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have been there in the first place. We Americans should not have been there.
Why should we not be there when we pay give them all their money? We have a right to be in the ocean. Look at them saying we shouldn't be in the ocean. We have a right to have our ships there.
Why we not? were because it was the middle of a battlefield. First of all, the largest friendly fire incident took place between England and America. 35 people were killed, 34 on USS Liberty. Nobody cares about England doing a false flag, or not a false flag.
What was England's false flag?
There were many of them, actually. There were several. The latest one was in Desert Storm, 1991.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about
real quick on Liberty.
You want to go farther back? The 60s. 1991 is irrelevant.
I want to say something on Liberty real quick.
About the war of 1967. So I don't want to hear about Iraq and a foreign country that did this. I'm talking about the U.S. and Israel.
So Israel said there's actually a soldier that an Israeli soldier that went to prison because he didn't fire on the ship. And because he didn't know if it was an American ship or
had
not.
A huge American
and
flag.
Other
Israeli soldier went to prison for not firing on the ship.
People were because there was a lot of what this prison sentence of this Israeli does is it shows that Israel very heavily speculated that there were people. They didn't know if it was American or not. It's a tragedy.
Let me ask it real quick.
Let me finish my point. I want to finish my point.
I've been going for a while. That's too quick. I want to say something
it's a two against one, bro. I should have the most
Jake,
amount of
time. Let me just deal with
what is worse? What is worse? A country that declares war against America, a country that fights a war against America, or a country that has a friendly fire incident, apologizes, and pays out the families.
Okay, let me answer this.
What's worse?
All right, let me fucking talk.
Let me go real quick. I interviewed this guy, Phil Turney. He was on that ship that day. He's a patriotic American. He goes through every single person that was on that ship believes Israel absolutely knew they were attacking them. Listen to how crazy this is. They left them at sea hoping the ship would sink. I believe for like, I don't know the exact time, I think about 12 hours with people dying on there, wounded. When they got him in, you know, one of the generals told Turney, if you speak about this, you'll be like basically court-martialed and you'll be tried as a traitor, potentially executed for speaking against this. So this was on the news for one day, then it went silent. And Phil didn't speak about this for over a decade because he was threatened not to. And finally, he got the courage to start speaking up about this horrible attack that had been done by our greatest ally. Does our greatest ally kill us? It doesn't sound like an ally to me.
It's way worse to kill your fucking ally on purpose. Infinitely fucking worse. It's not even close. This friendly fire, which is complete fucking bullshit, because I was in the Navy. You weren't. Okay, so I did 4 years in the Navy. I've been on a fucking ship. I know how it works. Like, I've been in the fucking airplane. People don't just accidentally fucking light up a fucking boat. People don't just accidentally drop napalm. It's not like shooting fucking ducks in the sky. When you're in the fucking military, you follow very specific orders. You don't just fucking fire on random
ships. American military is very well organized compared to 1967 Israel.
Let you talk. Let me finish.
Go for it.
This
barely
went. This idea that like civilians are flying fighter jets is total fucking horseshit.
They weren't even fighter jets. They were jets with fans.
Propellers. They were fucking jet fighters.
They were jets, but they also had propellers.
David on it.
It's both helicopters and jets.
Just not spew bullshit.
I'm saying that the Israeli Air Force had not only jets, but propeller jets. Okay. That's how unprepared they were.
Okay, this was not a propeller jet. So stop trying to like paint a bullshit picture.
It wasn't a propeller jet. It was a horrible thing that should never have happened.
No. This was an actual jet. They shot the ship for an hour and a half. They dropped napalm on the deck. They shot the fucking lifeboats, which is a fucking war crime. They brought in another ship to fucking torpedo the vessel. They brought in attack helicopters. They knew it was a U.S. warship because you fly fucking flags. I was in the military. You have a big fucking flag flying. You've got USS whatever on the fucking hull of the boat. Like, it's on the stern. It's very, very obviously identified U.S. warship. They flew over multiple times to check. They got the order and they attacked. And the only person that got thrown in jail was the person that didn't want to fucking attack, probably because they realized that it was a fucking U.S. ship. And then afterwards, they took life rafts and they put them on fucking display as trophies. Okay. So don't.
Great job by Dan. He hit so many important points. All of that's true because I talked to Phil Turney. He told me all this, how they came in, they dropped napalm, which is banned. They threw the light. They thought the ship might sink, so they put the boats down. They came through and blasted the boats. And they were at close range where they could, like, see these people. There was a giant flag. They could see the Israeli flags on the ships. This is a battle that went on for an hour and a half. It wasn't like one missile. This was a full-on battle between Americans and Israelis.
tell me this was like some accident that's just horseshit.
I'd like to add one thing.
Hold on, let him respond. We can't double fucking.
No, he's been waiting to go.
Well, I just want to add one thing real quick. The war was pretty much over the time. He said they were freaking out. They were at when that was there, they were doing massacres. They were running over people in bulldozers. They were massacring children. And every single person, everyone that was on the Liberty, they all say it was a cover up. Like, I've talked to a ton of the guys. You know, they just had their rally last week.
Not everybody on the Liberty says it's a cover up.
Pretty damn close.
A lot of the families received large financial sums from Israel.
They put a gag order on.
They did not get large. I think they got paid, I think he said he got paid like $500 or something. It's like a joke. Overall, I think some of the guys maybe got a few thousand, like 10,000. Imagine your husband's dead. Here's 10,000. Oh, yeah, because Phil didn't die, so that's why he got hundreds. I think the people that died maybe got like 10 or 20,000. They might as well spit on you, too. We killed you. Here's 10,000. And that was after a hard negotiation. Israel didn't want to give us anything.
On him. I mean, it was a total fucking horse.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm trying to speak.
Okay.
I'll try to be fair.
How old are you? You're in your 40s?
Yeah.
You're also in your 40s, right? Mm-hmm. So you're telling me right now that a dispute, clearly it's a dispute, in 1967, 20 years before we were born, 15 years maybe before you were born, is the determining factor of why Israel's your enemy today?
I think it's really important to say this is just one of many things. He picked this one. He goes, let's base this all off of the USS Liberty attack. And now he's saying, oh, because it's old. We could have talked about 9/11, which is recently. There's all kinds of things we could have talked about. He's the one that chose this to talk about.
Hold on. This was not the first. That's why I brought up the Levant affair. When you actively target your
Levant affair was 10 years before
hold
that.
On. When you actively target your allies. It's like when I'm dating a bitch. If she cheats on me multiple fucking times, I'm not going to trust the bitch. Well, if I'm allies with a fucking country.
We have 5 minutes left.
Oh, shit.
Fuck,
we didn't even get to smoke weed, man.
Yeah, it was retarded. The studio was trying to be like, oh, we're closing. It's like, I got Dan Blazarian in there at debating. Get out of here. We're not closing the studio. That was retarded.
Man. All right. If you are
Dan, you hijacked this. This was actually a really good thing. I'm actually very disappointed in you because we really wanted to talk and I really wanted to, you know, there's so many subjects and the one thing I hate is just like when other people like hijack other people's spots. And I'm glad that you
came again, trying to throw like shade and insult and Dan trying to insult him, trying to get him to say something negative about me. Like it's really trying to play friends against each other.
Came because I'm glad that we got to meet. I don't like having to finish up such a sensitive conversation in 5 minutes because the studio has to close.
See, you can close a little more. We
had a whole plan for today, and you kind of just took it over.
But you
don't trust Jake.
Imagine being in a studio, Dan Zarian in there. Oh, we got to close because it says closing 5 minutes. Like, get the fuck out of here. And look, he goes, you didn't trust Jake. There he goes, trying to play us against each other again. Like I said, when he left, he did it multiple times with Dan. He wants us to insult each other.
You think Jake is losing the debate and you got to come in and you got to bombard everything.
No, you're saying things
kind of just like steamroll everything. I'm saying very true things, but I can't even get through a sentence with you. And that's the difference between you and Jake, because Jake, when Jake and I were talking, it was like it was easy to speak. It wasn't
really. First, he insulted me. Now he's seeing that didn't work. So now he's like complimenting me like I did better to try to like play against Dan's ego, seeing if he'll take the bait. It's really genius how he's tried both ways. He saw the first ways not working. So he'll be like, let's see if I can play his ego by saying like, oh, Jake's better than you. So now maybe he'll insult.
Raised voices okay, in the conversation.
But he didn't know that you were lying to him. I know that you were lying.
But I'm not lying
to him. Yes, you were.
Just because you say that I was lying to him.
I literally proved to you that the fucking...
Yeah, I was too nice. You know, I went out to this guy. We laughed together the night before. In a weird way, I still can like laugh and like talk to this guy. But it's easy to fall for their tricks when they kill you with kindness. Brought me a gift. I'm too nice sometimes, you know. I can be an asshole, but like sometimes I can be too nice. Dan is correct.
Mobile gas chamber was
you were saying that the Rambam was the Talmud. You're like pulling all these memes out of the thing.
The Mishnah Torah
you get
was the
all
one
your
thing
memes
not,
from news.
No, the Mishnah Torah was
everything
the one
that you're
quote.
Pulling is some meme thing.
The Mishnah Torah was
memes. Like, yeah, but they're true. There's actually a lot more truth in memes than most news. But everything he's saying is factual, which this is why I sent it to a fact checker. And I told him, be honest with the fact checking. I said, don't.
There's a call coming in. I hope this is not over the video as I'm doing this. So hopefully this sound isn't the video. But anyways, I told the editor, fact check this and get both sides. Be honest with Dan's lies. And as you see, it's all one side. Awesome Jew has said a couple things that are correct, which is why we're giving him the facts. But so far, no lies for Dan. 41 facts.
The one quote that was not directly in the Talmud, but it's still a part of fucking Jew. Text, and it's still something that you guys,
all right, you know, since I got you, I want to talk about other things. Let's talk about this. Why is it that anti-Semites will align themselves? I want your honest opinion. Why do they align themselves? Maybe you're not like this, maybe you're a purist. It just seems like anyone who attacks Jews is all of a sudden friends. Muslims, gays, trannies, Nazis, they all are kumbaya moment. Why is that?
I don't think that's the case. I think that it's a but common it is the problem case. Because when people attack, you know, Israel or whatever, they
are get, you playing Kanye's song, the HH song? Do you
no,
like it?
No, because they've deleted it from every streaming platform.
Let's say in its original content. Do you?
Ye song's kind of a banger. Let's be real. Unfortunately, Ye went and apologized, groveled on his knees, said he's sorry. And they said, we don't, you know, oh, okay, that's right, but you still can't play concerts. Never apologize to these people. They're never going to forgive you. They won't forgive you at all. It doesn't matter how slightly you disrespect them. If you discredit, if you even say, like, I don't think Israel should kill children, they're going to hate you. Look at Theo Von. You know, you could see emotionally he was being heavily affected. And he said he's having a hard time watching it. They hate him. They want him dead the same way they want Dan dead.
You like it.
Yeah, I think it's catchy.
You like it?
I think it's a good song.
Yeah. But when he talks about how he likes watching other men fuck his wife, do you like
That's a fair, but overall, I think the song's catchy. It's good. He even says, you know, you closed my bank accounts and took away my kids, so I became, I don't even know if I can say this word. He's telling you why he believed this way. Like, they did it to him. He didn't randomly wake up and be like, I don't like these people. He was screwed over and over by them. What do? They take his bank accounts, ban his songs, make it so he can't play music. Is that going to make him like him more? No, it won't. Take away his kids, get him institutionalized in hospitals. They try to destroy your life in every way possible. And they say, oh, why don't you like us?
That too?
I didn't hear that lyric.
It's like the first lyric in the song.
Well, the problem is the Jews.
Let me read it. It's the Jews' that. Fault that well, Kanye no, no, said
listen
that.
Listen to what I'm saying. You didn't hear
It's the
finish.
Jews.
Who stopped allowing his song to be streamed on any platform. Is that true or not?
Lyrics. Everybody's got the song. You can get it anywhere.
No, the question was...
I was in Thailand, right, when this song came out. And it went in a bar. And it was just... They were rocking out to it, singing along. So I recorded it and posted it. Went, like, insanely viral. I think, like, 30, 40 million views. Tons of news articles picked it up. It was pretty hilarious. Got a retweet by Ye.
Did the Jews stop that song from being streamed on any platform? They took it off Spotify. They took it off Apple Music. They took it off.
Think that
this is interesting. If you go to all these platforms, there's hundreds of rappers singing songs about killing, raping, torturing, abusing, robbing, doing drugs. I'm going to kill these niggas. That's totally fine, accepted. Not only fine, it's encouraged and pushed by producers. Go ahead and look up who most of these producers are, what religion they are. You guys have probably already figured it out. You see these people pushing black people to destroy their culture, do drugs, kill each other, but Ye can't sing a song about a historical figure.
Stuck in the Matrix. Where the fuck is my nitrous? Yes, I am a cuck. I like when people fuck on my bitch.
A little weird, but it's Ye. You know, he's a genius. I don't support that. I don't approve of that. But what are you going to do?
The shit that I'm posting on Twitter, they telling me, hey, don't say that. This is the first lyric of the song.
Okay.
Isn't that weird? Like how alpha bros are just like so down for cucking all of a sudden.
I don't think that's what it is. I think that's what you're trying to make it.
That's the lyric, bro. Yeah, I just read it.
It's a little weird, but I've had some Jewish guys try to have me fuck their bitch. Some rich Jewish guys. Now, not guys like Awesome Jew. I don't think he is. I'm not insinuating that, but just saying.
There's one lyric.
You're reading like Mishnah Torah telling me it's Talmud. I'm reading you the lyric. Should I go through more?
Go ahead. I haven't heard the song in its entirety, so go ahead.
Yeah, you just hear the HH part. I just told you,
you can't fucking download it anywhere because the Jews cut it off from every streaming platform.
It's the Jews. Nobody else.
Oh, who did it?
You know what's annoying? Nico sent me the song before it was released. I thought it was just for like my listening, but I guess it meant that I could post it before like anyone else. Maybe a couple other people had it, so I like held on to it, and then like, you know, maybe 6-8 hours later, I saw someone else had posted it. I'm like, damn it. I should have posted it, but obviously I thought it was just to be just for me. I could have been so cool, the first guy with yay. I am a Nazi.
Could get it from anywhere.
Tell me who did it, because it's not on Spotify. It's not on Apple Music.
It's on Twitter. Dude, I could download it on the internet.
Twitter
right
is
now.
The only place, and you can't download it from Twitter and put it in your iTunes library.
Everybody's got it. They made like country versions of it. They made cartoon versions of it.
It's got to be kind of scary.
There's a really good version by this guy called He Goes By Toad on Twitter, where he plays a ukulele version of and I don't know if I can say, I don't think I can say it on the show, the HH, the NHH. Amazing cover, and they fired him for it. And this is a high-paying job. So they'll get people fired for playing a cover. Like, and then they say, oh, why don't you like us? Why do people hate us for no reason? Maybe do a little self-reflection, but this might not be related. Vampires can't see themselves. They cannot see their own reflection in a mirror.
So it's not scary at all. It's actually the funniest song ever because these like alpha cucks have literally been talking, oh, the cuck this motherfucker's a cuck and that motherfucker.
He's making some good points here. I'm not going to deny it. I'll give him his props. This is funny. He has a good point.
We love Kanye. Kanye is like literally sucking his cousin's dick one week.
I love Kanye.
okay.
And they're watching, like, and just because he says HH, everybody.
I was mad at my producer. I didn't know that Kanye had sucked his cousin's dick. My producer told me that. I was like so mad at him for like 4 hours because I was a Kanye fan. I was just like, why the fuck did you tell me that? Pissed me off. But anyways, that was fun.
But he's like, oh, no, he could cuck, and cucking isn't so bad.
I'm not a huge Kanye fan. I think he doubled back on this. I don't like the fucking KKK shit. I don't think he comes with facts. Like, there's a reason that I am fucking against Jewish supremacy, and I articulate it. He doesn't. He just says, you know, fuck the Jews. I'm a Nazi. I'm a KKK member.
What do you think
the
solution is to the Jews, Dan?
I think that anybody that's in power needs to have responsibility. Hold on. Just let me
finish. I'm not answering.
You asked me. So anybody that's in power needs to be able to be criticized. So Jews are disproportionately in power, yet you guys want to make yourselves in this victim class where nobody can fucking, you know, criticize you. And that's the fucking big problem.
Why do you say that Jews took $800 million? Didn't you? What happened with your business?
Okay, now you're just
I'm curious because I'm curious because the internet posts up.
Dan, basically, after he started speaking out, his business, the people involved, some of the higher execs, they used it to like basically try to steal his company and take control illegally. It's a long, complicated mess, but this cost him potentially hundreds of millions of dollars.
All this news about
you. Why did I say that the Jews took $800 million? That's just nonsense. You're just saying.
Then for the world, because everybody's listening, explain what happened.
Everybody's not listening. I think we have like 11,000 people on here. But anyways,
they will listen. We had hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that were tuning in. Because of technical difficulties, they'll watch it later. Okay, whatever, Answer the question.
I never said the Jews took $800 million.
And if nobody was listening, you wouldn't have felt the necessity to come down here and back up Jacob.
I was listening, and it was offensive to me to listen to him get lied to. So that's why I came down here, is because you were lying to him. And like, I know who invented the mobile gas chamber. It was a fucking Jew. So you trying to say
all
like,
I was saying was that mobile gas chambers were you?
By the way, I think I knew I was being lied to. I was just being too nice.
No, they weren't.
My ChatGPT said yes. Your ChatGPT says no. It's like we could go back and forth over this.
Dan, we're losing the manliness of this debate. Important though.
You're bringing the manliness. I'm disappointed in you. I've been watching you even before I was a figure, and like you're always seen as like this alpha male, 100 chicks. I'm the man. You got your new Sigma thing or whatever. You're like teaching men how to be men, and like it's just you just kind of like. Made this space a little bit less manly, I got to be honest.
I mean,
he's trying to throw an insult again, trying to play it against me, like, oh, look, me and Jake are cool. Obviously, fucking, he knows who Dan is. You mean, well, he missed it, obviously, but he's trying to play against the ego. Dan doesn't take the bait.
If people are taking masculinity advice from you, then I feel bad for them. The point
is, you know, two men can talk without having to raise their voice, allow each other to speak, and have a conversation.
Sometimes.
When you get into a spurgy debate, like, you're the one who cut off. You literally crashed the debate to cut me off.
He asked me to come here, but yes.
Yeah, he asked you to
come. He did say it was cool if Dan came by.
At the end, I said if he comes at the end, he came 30 minutes into the debate.
Oh, yeah. I think I talked to him before about being like, I asked Dan, like, hey, do you want to maybe come to the end? It wasn't supposed to happen. And, you know, Awesome Jew had agreed to, like, yeah, let's talk to Dan at the end. I forgot about that. So I told Dan, but I guess originally Dan wasn't going to do it. But then he saw this and got mad and drove down. He didn't even know where the studio was, the funny part. He was like, I think he like asked on the in the chat. He's like, where's Jake's studio at? And drove down and found it.
We didn't even get to smoke weed.
It was like 50 minutes in. But
you know, we had an entire plan to smoke weed together. We were going to break the internet.
You guys have all night to smoke.
Wanted to get me high, make me paranoid so I can't debate good. He was trying to get me high right before the debate.
Smoke weed together, and that's fucking cute.
But on like, the stream, Dad.
Okay, dude, whatever, man. I've been fucking smoking weed since you were a little kid. That's not the point.
Hey, like,
yeah, I don't smoke weed no more.
Let's go.
Let's get Dan high so he doesn't debate as good.
I don't smoke it no more.
I bought him this Kicking bomb sin. Just so that we could smoke together. Let's do it, Jake. Come on.
We got to smoke in the
I'm
studio.
Not high. We got a few more fucking minutes. Like,
yeah,
here's the thing,
up.
Dude.
We'll
like,
smoke outside.
No, let's smoke on the stream. Everybody's here. Let's have a Jew smoke weed with some Nazi adjacents. Come on,
Jew,
man.
Nazi weed.
Be brave.
I don't want to smell that shit. I gotta.
Then maybe we should smoke weed so you leave.
I don't think he smokes in the studio either.
I know he'd have a better time with the debate if I wasn't here, but I want to like keep this like factual. And the problem is he doesn't have.
No, you're babysitting. You're not doing facts. You're babysitting Jake.
He's babysitting. Now he's insulting me, trying to get me to say something negative about Dan. He wants to play our egos against each other and be like, oh, I can't believe he said that.
No, I'm giving you the factual fucking evidence of everything that I'm saying. So like
you're not, you're pulling
like what
memes.
Typical Jews do. They subvert and they lie.
You are like David Duke. You just don't stop talking. You're not holding
me
accountable.
That's not an insult, by the way. I don't care. Like, you think that I'm like David Duke?
No, I mean, like, he just talks a lot. He never lets a word in.
I mean, David Duke does talk a lot, but I like him.
I mean, I just don't like when you fucking bullshit and then there's no pushback.
Dan, you're not going to like everything that everybody does in the world.
I know. That's why I'm stopping it.
You're not stopping
it. I am.
The Soviets invented the mobile gas.
I know they did.
Okay, but they were used in America.
Kill Christians.
Nobody said that the Nazis invented it. I said that they were.
He did say that earlier.
That's
a small point. Anyways.
You guys are taking like
a small point.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. This is like an Andrew Wilson type of thing. You
Andrew Wilson. It's kind of funny he says that because he's the one being like Andrew Wilson trying to. Andrew Wilson's kind of guy that'll like spend a half an hour debating what does the actually mean.
Hyperfixate on the most small thing so you could distract yourself from every other point of the argument you're losing.
I think the big stuff is like.
Oh my God, dude, I'm like required to answer 17 topics in 2 minutes. All of that, that means you're losing. That means
name one topic that you think that I'm wrong on.
Oh, let's go down. What topic? Mishnah Torah. You were wrong about Mishnah Torah.
Oh, okay.
Judaism does not promote pedophilia. Pedophilia is outlawed in the Talmud. Sexual harassment is outlawed in the Talmud.
That's
consent
bullshit.
Of marriage is required by the actual person, not the parent. That is an actual law. That is an actual law from the Mishnah Torah.
Why are you guys allowed to rape non-Jews?
We're not allowed to rape non-Jews.
Really? Then why didn't that guy go to jail when they had him on?
I don't know what
video?
You're talking about.
The guy that raped him in prison?
I don't know
what
you're talking about.
And there was some rabbis that condoned. Obviously, he knows what he's talking about. This is right after they had the gang rapes. He follows the news just to act like, don't know about these gang rapers that are now big reality TV show stars. I think I actually even talked about that with him before.
Owned it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was literally on video raping a Palestinian prison.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I didn't see that. It was all over the news at the time. And he's constantly checking the news.
Not like
it was
this
a gang,
not
it was a gang
conjecture. This isn't like conspiracy theory. It's on public television, and now the guy's.
And did he go
hero.
To jail?
They brought him,
no,
on, TV. They brought him on TV to do reality shows.
You know what? We shouldn't smoke weed on this podcast.
He's a celebrity.
You want to know why? Time. We shouldn't smoke weed because I feel like you kind of ruined the podcast, Dan.
I mean, I don't think you guys should smoke weed because I don't want you guys to get any fucking dumber. I want you guys to learn this shit.
You're the dumbest element in this conversation.
Yeah,
this
am not, I, though? Because you haven't been able to refute
let's
keep it friendly and not
listen,
each
I'm
other.
Not even allowed 20 seconds on an answer
because
seconds, you're babysitting.
Right.
Literally, I got to tell you. I got to tell you. Big shout out to Owen Schroyer. I was talking to Owen Schroyer about this a lot. InfoWars was really excited to have two men sit down and have a conversation.
I think you guys have a good conversation. You're prepared. Stop insulting each other.
InfoWars is scared as fuck to have me on there because they don't want to face the truth. Because they're
true. I've been trying to get Dan InfoWars for a while, and Alex has not wanted to do it. But I think Alex has been a lot better recently, and I'm going to reach back out and see if I can get Dan on Alex Jones.
Fucking owned by Israel.
Twice, Alex from Channel. Like, Alex is owned by Israel.
Here we go again.
Why will we talk about everything except for the fucking Jews?
They talk about the Jews all the time.
No, he doesn't.
All the time. Are you kidding?
He's mostly avoided that topic. He's starting to get slightly better, but Alex Jones and me, I have mad respect for Alex, by the way. He's a pioneer, a legend, recently became friends with his son. But I was really upset because I spent years defending his free speech. And when my check mark from Twitter was taken away, which they say deboosts you, my monetization, I can't write the same amount of characters to other people. I can't post live videos. I don't have the same rules as almost everyone else on Twitter. It's almost like I have a low social credit score. And when that happened, they asked Alex Jones about it. And he goes, oh, Jake's just some guy that talks about the Jews too much. That's the globalist, Alex. You've been trying to figure out who the globalists are? There you go.
You kidding me?
The globalists. The globalists.
No.
The
do you globalists. Watch Harrison Smith? Do you watch Owen Troyer? Do you watch Alex Jones?
Just because Alex
here's
Jones
the thing.
Stuff.
Just because Alex Jones doesn't jump on your it's the Jew for everything
no,
bandwagon, you attack him.
It's always the global. What the fuck is a globalist?
The globalists are a conglomerate of very powerful, wealthy, ultra billionaires of many different races who conspire together to control the world for their elite small group of
oh, that's true.
Society, heavily influenced by the World Economic Forum, by other different agencies
that happen to be Jewish.
World Economic Forum is literally Nazi.
No, the neocons, the fucking globalists, it's all just words.
They're not, that's what I'm saying. To you, everyone is Jewish.
Really? Like 11 out of the 12 most prominent neocons were fucking Jewish.
Here we go again, dude. It's
you
like,
think I'm wrong?
No, yeah, George Bush.
Okay, there's one.
The Koch brothers. They financed the entire neocon movement. The wall.
Yeah, we do have to be fair here. Like, I think a lot of the people pulling the strings are of the same group. But we can't just say it's them when you see the Bushes, these type of people. So we need to be reasonable and fair with our assessments.
Walmart family. I mean, like, we're talking about, like, just there, I just put together $150 billion worth of money for Neocon Inc. But no, the Jews. You're Chad GPT.
No, there's definitely a lot of them. I'm not trying to go
Paul
two
Wolfowitz,
on one, but
first
the majority
one,
of them are.
Richard Pearl, William Crystal, Howard Kagan. They're all fucking Jews. Every single one of them. It's like,
the
dude,
neocon,
like out of these people, out of these people, it's like one is not Jewish. Go ahead, go through the list. Is Wolfowitz? Is he not Jewish?
Yeah, the neocons are either all or almost all of the same group.
Pearl not Jewish, Crystal not Jewish, Kagan not Jewish. They're all fucking Jewish. I literally just put in top neocons. That's all I said. Who were the top neocons? The only search I did.
No, I know most of them are.
You're just cherry picking a couple that aren't Jewish.
Let's switch it to what is why is anti-Semitism? Who's to blame for anti-Semitism?
Hold on.
Jewish behavior?
That's a great question. Who's to blame? Are you going to blame Dan? Is Dan the one pushing it? Or is the behavior of other people? This is an age-old question.
People like me and Dan.
And also, it was a Jew that came up with the Jewish question.
Douglas Faith. John Bolton. Victoria Nuland. Dan Senior.
Okay, Paul Wolfowitz,
do you
Elliot
understand?
Abrams, Richard Pearl, Paul Bermer,
do you understand
Douglas
that?
Faith, Bernard Lewis, Lulu Schwartz. One is not Jew.
This
Richard
exhausting.
Pipes, Daniel Pipes, David Horowitz, another Jew. Robert Kagan, another Jew. Like,
I'm going to smoke, dude.
Because you can't debate. I mean,
you weren't even a part of the debate. I traveled here to debate Jake.
And he said,
and you're babysitting
he said,
him.
You said to come over here.
I thought that meant at the very end. I didn't think that meant that
I
was debating you.
It was 45 minutes into the fucking thing.
By the way, this is me not giving a fuck.
I mean, yeah, it's...
It's water.
This is you washing away your fucking sorrows after
losing
the
debate.
Losing the debate?
I spoke outside.
Losing the debate? All right.
As you can see, Dan's irritated. Just constant old lies, direction changes, trying to get us at each other's throat. What do you guys think? I think overall, Dan did really good. But it's also, like, I was a very hard guy to debate. I don't give him props. Even though he's constantly lying, he's really good at what he's doing. He's good at misdirecting, lie, changing it. Say you're the one talking too much. Say you're the one lying. It's just a constant misdirection, trickery. I think this is a perfect debate to watch and try to understand how they debate. If someone's debating one of these people, I'll send them this way. Because it's like, you know, I wasn't ready for it because I'm used to having honest discussions. And you see, even Dan had some trouble because it was constant this direction, that. Even though I think Dan won the debate, I mean, leave your opinions in the comments. But this is a great debate to watch. Let's see if there's anything left. Methylene blue has been used for over 100 years for medical purposes and recently surged back into popularity.
I can't remember exactly what because it was a while ago, but several times he tried to get me to insult Dan, but Dan's a good friend of mine, so obviously I didn't take the bait, but you see how he tried playing us against each other.
As many of you know, I have many controversial guests, so that comes at a cost of being demonetized everywhere. So if you want to support the program, go to fightbackpodcast.com, and I have all kinds of merch on there, whether it's jujitsu, fighting, political, and other accessories. And thanks for the support.
Recorded?
Yep.
You good?
Here with Jake GTV, we're going to watch a little bit of Rabbi Shmuley.
Yeah, so the gremlin.
These are the easiest. the gremlin. Shmuley is easy material to laugh at, and we haven't watched this video.
Yeah, so. Walking demon.
How is it that a British man is allowed to walk over to a Jew?
There you go.
He posted this himself.
Jew hater attacks me at airport. As I exited the plane, this Jew hater attacked me publicly at Newark Airport. He's British. How did he get into the USA? Why aren't we monitoring Jew haters who enter our country? Well, they kind of are.
Such a victim.
This guy is always playing the victim. Mr. Tabad Lubavitch, like, gangster behind him.
Why aren't we monitoring Jew haters?
Yeah, he wants to be monitored.
Yeah. They want their own police force to come in and tell everybody they're anti-Semitic.
They do have their own police force and own ambulances. I just talked about another podcast. There's a case of a Jewish guy ran a red light, killed a 7-year-old child. The two Jew-only ambulances left the goy child to die on the streets. They took the Jew who hit him.
You're kidding me.
There were riots over this. This was like in the 80s in New York. But it shows you the supremacy.
Yeah, they own the judicial system, everything. Damn.
Well, let's get back to let's off track. I didn't react to that and everything, but let's watch Shmuley go.
An anti-Semite walks over, attacks a Jew at an airport. How does he have a visa here? He won't say his name. I'm going to give this to the State Department. I'm going to find out exactly what visa is he here on. What's he doing in the United States? How can he attack American citizens, Jews? How is it that a British man is allowed to walk over to a Jew? An anti-Semite walks over,
How is a British able to walk to a Jew? See how he speaks with the supremacy?
Like, yeah.
You can't walk over to a Jew. And like, I'm going to turn this to Homeland Security. He really has these connections. Yeah. So it's worrisome.
Yeah. And they want to be a protected class, just like transgenders and all these weird classes that they just want to protect over normal people. Yeah. Like we can't joke about your people.
No, yeah, exactly. We can't even get in their ambulances. So we'll leave a 7-year-old child to die. Right.
Execute an airport. How does he have a visa here? He won't say his name. I'm going to give this to the State Department. I'm going to find out exactly what visa is he here on. What's he doing in the United States? How can he attack American citizens, Jews? How is it that a British man is allowed to walk?
Replay? Okay, that's the whole video.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, do you have another one or yes? Another one. Just Shmuley is
reacting. My God, the face.
Just looking at it was just disgusting. Why me? All right, let's see what we got. He looks like a gremlin, right? Yeah. I can't even look at him that
poor laugh. Shmuley is a Zionist fucking pig. Here he is, right on camera. Hi, everybody. I have no problem saying it. Rabbi Shmuley.
Say your name.
I'm Salvo, baby. I have no problem saying it.
Why would I give a Zionist?
Say it all. Say it all.
Zionist pig, relax. Why would I give a Zionist? Why would I give?
He runs to the police.
I have it on video. I have it on video.
I have it on video.
I called him a Zionist. I didn't touch him.
He came over to me.
And I feel
Yeah, I would say he's always running to the police. Yeah. There was the one in the hotel, I don't know if you saw, like, last year where he's running in, like, trying to sue Fountain Blue, which I think is also owned by Hughes.
He's like, Mommy, Daddy, protect me, because, you know.
He ran to the police with the anxiety thing. It's like, if I made, like, an insult, he'd run over to the police, like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, yeah, for saying he's a pig.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's words.
Turn over.
Oh, I have it on video. I just talked to him.
He
I didn't
threatening
talk to him.
My life.
No, I didn't.
He has to be arrested.
I have it on video.
Please,
no,
he has to be arrested.
They know who you are, bro.
Please,
Rabbi Shmuley. What happened to dialogue?
Let's see if the
what happened to dialogue, Rabbi
Shmuley?
Is this your husband? You let him in the street acting such a fool every time, huh?
Debbie, bring it here. This is what happened to me at the Fountain Blue Hotel. I won't
nobody
put up with it.
Rabbi Shmuley, why are you?
Maybe we can react to that video, the Fountain Blue Hotel. He just goes, this is what happened. Yeah, you want to play the victim.
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes, he's always running into anti-Semitism. Like, no, you're just a crazy psychopath.
Yeah, he knows. He's like, wife, get it rolling. Get the camera going.
He's lying me.
He's harassing me.
He's guilty
of
a hate crime. And now let's see the NYPD. I have it on video right here.
I was doing a video about this is about anti-Semitism.
I'm doing
this
a video.
We're
too.
In the middle of an intermission. This man came over.
I was at the
attacked me, harassed me. He already called us fucking attacked. Jews upstairs. I have a woman who
he's like actively like trying to get him arrested.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big deal. Like, this is like another Holocaust.
Yeah. Attacked me. He didn't attack him.
No, he didn't threaten him. He didn't attack him.
Nothing.
Called him a Zionist pig.
That's crazy.
No, I didn't.
You called us fucking Jews.
I'm with my wife over there.
And he just attacked me.
I didn't.
My name is Rabbi Shmuley Botavis. He will tell you.
They know who.
Interesting how like the damn Blazarian thing, how he flipped out over being called a fat Jew.
Yeah,
a fat Jew. Jew. They freak out when you call them Jew. That's
yeah. But it's the way you say it. Like what you are a Jew.
It's the same as the.
How do I say it nicely?
It's
the same as the N-word. Yeah, right?
Someone says I'm white. Like, okay, yeah, I'm white.
Yeah.
Yo, you white boy? Yeah, I'm white.
Yeah.
Who you are, Rabbi Shmuley. They know who you are, Rabbi Shmuley. You're making
a. Attack me, and this is a hate crime.
You're making a scene, Rabbi Shmuley.
He attacked me, and this is a hate crime. Now, why did you walk over to me? Tell me. Why did you walk over to me? What did you say?
I said you're a Zionist.
No, you said I'm an effing Zionist. You started attacking.
I'm allowed to swear at you.
Safety.
I'm a, no,
you
I didn't.
Threatening my safety.
No, I didn't.
You invaded my personal space behind me.
I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to say he's a Zionist pig. I'm allowed to say he's a Zionist.
Yeah. These people they tend to exaggerate a little bit.
Oh,
they definitely didn't exaggerate anything historically.
Yeah. I mean, what laws did he break? So, I mean, what ended up happening? They obviously let him go, right?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't break any laws, but just how he's making the most dramatic things. He's literally acting like it's the Holocaust.
They really want
like
us.
40 babies were beheaded. Right?
Yeah, it's like they're trying to avoid what now is creating. We're gonna.
They're creating what they're saying. Yeah, this is what's creating it.
Exactly.
The behavior.
They're trying to get us to do exactly what they're trying to avoid.
Zero self-reflection.
Through their own behavior.
Yeah, this guy's the worst. This guy would create far more anti-Semites than like anything.
Exactly. It's like they want more anti-Semitism. Like, bring it on so that
we can
knock you guys down with laws and all this bullshit.
There's debate whether they're intentionally trying that or not.
Right. There's a lot of people talking about that. Even the normies are talking about that. Like, why are they allowing this?
I think it might just be arrogance, but... It's willing to. I'm willing.
It's
to
just making us worse. It's making us want to hate these people who cover for genocide, like and child trafficking rings. Like, of course we're all gonna hate that. Of course we're all gonna rally against that. You're not victims.
No, his own family were arms dealers. The war dog, I think, was based off. It's like it's one of his cousins or uncles. War dogs. It's like,
geez, that makes sense.
Yeah, like arms dealing, human trafficking, organ trafficking.
Sending more weapons over to Israel.
People, exactly.
And his pig. Why do you escalate, Rabbi Shmuley? Why do you escalate?
This,
why do you escalate, Rabbi Shmuley?
Officer, Jews have to be safe in New York City.
Sir, I have freedom of speech. Sir, sir?
Jews cannot be attacked without being marked. If someone's black and they're attacked...
Yeah, only Jews have to be safe, but Daniel Penny... He was being processed. The DA was Jewish.
Right.
She always portrayed him as that white man with disgust in her voice, trying to throw him in jail. So it's like it's a little bizarre when you notice
right. And then they play off like they're white, or they can't decide whether or not they're Jewish depending on the day.
Shape shifting.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shmuley completely losing his mind. It's freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech. I can call him a Zionist. I can call him a Zionist. It's freedom of speech. We're not in Israel.
I got it all on video if you want to see it.
What happened?
I know him. I was at the play too with my wife.
You were at that?
Yeah.
I know who he is. Uh-huh. He's a Zionist. I saw he was filming a video saying, in my opinion, a bunch of hateful things, right?
But where was that video being taken?
Just right here.
To you or like?
No, his wife was filming him, and I just went up and filmed him and called him a Zionist, and that's when he ran to you guys. Oh,
that's
yeah, I can show it to you.
Yeah, let's see what you got.
My butt plug.
Yeah, it's just everything about that perfectly sums up Shmuley. Just the victim, obnoxious, vile. Who is this video from? I want to see who that was so I give him a shout out. Let me give him a follow. This is on Twitter, I believe, right? It is from Salvo. I don't know who it is. Salvo Pancakes. I'm going to give them a follow later.
Yep. Same people trying to bring in digital ID, and they want to tell us that we're anti-Semites, lower down your digital score. Yep. And they actually did just bring in Virginia. They've got a voter score now.
Really?
So they're going to use that to basically usher in this social credit score.
Yeah, I have a low credit score, so I lost my blue check mark. Yeah, I took it away. That right there shows that I have a low social credit score.
It's indicative of what they want to do with digital ID, that's for sure.
Yeah. Do we have one Marshmallow video, or is that all of them?
Awesome. Oh, the ones with
I think we had one more. Yeah,
Shmuley or RFK Jr. talking about. Oh, that's a different one.
Well, we could put on the same video probably. We could cut it up separately too.
The one on Instagram.
I sent Jake.
Send it to me. Let's see. Did you text it to me?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to send it to you right now. Is this one a different one?
Yep, that's it.
But there's the other one, too. Should we – what about the one where he talks about his wife being
– Oh, yeah. So –
Where's that one?
I could send you it, but I have the lower quality one. Should I just send it to you?
That's all right. We can just throw it over. It's more
– I think people
will like the reaction video of the two of us because it's, like, fun. We can laugh around. I think these will do well.
I think so, too.
It's easy. I think people will like it.
Yeah, people –
Yeah, if you want, we could always do two separate.
I added that's one of my AI videos.
If it gets too long, we could cut it into two separate small reaction videos and drop one a few weeks later.
Let's add this.
Let's see. Oh, this one's actually pretty high quality. Boom, I'm sending you this. Bada bang.
I think we can set up by myself. I think for like the two people.
Oh, yeah.
We'll add this.
You want to make really good shit, then you got to like, okay, what's some easy content too?
Yeah, give the world the Jakes.
The Jakes are taking off.
Jake, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, which one are we watching Jake, now?
Watch one more. Rabbi.
I sometimes get people asking, like, oh, are you Jake Shields?
Okay, so what do we have here? We have Shmuley at a pride parade with a star. He has a Jewish star.
Oh, classic. His rainbow flags.
Look at that guy. It looks like a character. You wouldn't think it was real. If someone just showed you that, you'd be like...
He's like a cartoon character for everything that's wrong with their behavior.
Yeah. Is he wearing makeup or is his face just messed up? What's going on? Both? All right, let's play this.
Israel did post something saying we will dance again.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Like, bro, what?
Noticers, that's what they're called. We'll get that reference.
Just like they're saying age is just a number. Dance. It's like they tell us exactly what they do, and we just have to understand they're not lying when they're telling the truth. But they lie every other time. And it's like hard to
want
to
put it in your face.
So Talmudic, man.
Like blatantly, like
so Talmudic. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I think we're going to look at the thing. I think I wanted to do that one video talking about his wife. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Let's do this one. Maybe decided to do it.
Yeah, and that could segue over to him talking about COVID. Bring in RFK Jr. With Shmuley, and then we can do RFK Jr.
And we'll wrap it. I'm sending you one. Yeah. We'll do these two, then we'll wrap it.
Wait, the one that's downloaded? Okay.
Let's do the one first with the two of them talking.
Yeah, and then we could segue to RFK Jr.
Wait, so one of RFK and Ashland? Change, I guess there's two.
Yeah, Shmuley. He's such a fucking clown. Which one do you have? It's starting to get pretty long. Let's do these two, then we can decide. The Shmuley videos are easy.
Such an easy target.
Mm-hmm. And they'll probably do pretty well.
You can
throw a Shmuley thing. Everyone wants to laugh at this clown. Let's watch the other one first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll have to remember to cut this little.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we should react to this Nico thing and maybe try to get that out today.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That could
maybe,
get something.
Maybe after this, do that.
Okay. Perfect.
That might be a good idea, actually.
Perfect.
Take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably should actually do that and get it out right away.
Okay.
We can do that after this. So these two, we'll do that and then we'll call it. I don't want to work too late tonight, but this is fucking easy.
Yeah.
I just figure it's good to have some shit so we do the interview tomorrow. Maybe do interview, maybe do a couple of these, maybe not, depending on how we're feeling. We don't want to feel like we have to go out.
Explain, and do
well, let's just go. Yeah, let's do these two and we'll look, then we'll look into that. I haven't looked into it yet. I just
saw the video, but I saw his reaction too.
We should talk over his reaction too.
Okay, yeah. That way we could learn together.
Yeah, well, it's right. Okay. Wait, is this not the one we sent? Is it?
This one's different.
This,
what's it was the RFK pull this one showing up his owners.
What is it? What is this one?
Schmoly talk. It's kind of it's a funny schmoly video.
Maybe we should do it a separate one because we want to get these because we want to get that Sneeko thing.
Okay. So
we already had this already.
That's it. Yep. Yes. RFK Jr. showing us who his true owners are.
You belong to us.
Okay. All right. I think it's. Well, let's start.
There you
we'll
go.
It's interesting that Schmuly is friends with RFK and all these people because he's such a clown, but yet he has all this power. It seems like he broke his power.
He knew a bunch of shit, too. He was very open about, you know, with COVID-19, everything that Anthony Fauci was doing, Bill Gates behind the scenes. But when it comes to Jews, he's like a total cuck.
It's just so weird.
And he's his like, uncle was killed by him.
He says he's anti-war, then he starts stuttering when you mention the war in Israel.
Exactly.
That's why I was just disgusted by him. I had a lot of friends that supported him. I'm like, no, look at this. You cannot support him. It's all right, let's get that video. Switch up. Yeah, so you can't support someone that's so disgusting that they're supporting genocide.
Right.
And he did have some ties to Jeffrey Epstein. His wife, you know, was friends with Glenn Maxwell. Mm-hmm. When she died, Epstein responded by whoops.
Yeah.
When he talked about her body.
Yeah, whoops. Backyard.
Like, it sounded like a dark... And then RFK dug up her body legally and moved it.
What the heck? Yeah. It's Maria Kennedy. There was some weird shit there, especially every time he said whoops. It's like they did something on purpose.
That's how I feel. Like something that's the only thing that explains, because he seems like a good person, all the right positions, except
Israel. Yeah, I mean, he's a much better health advisor than our last like obese transgender woman, you know? So
that was bizarre.
Right?
That was bizarre.
It's like they gave us the worst of the worst so that they can bring us these people who are like, oh, this is our solution. Yeah. And then they're all controlled.
Biden had the guy, the tranny dude that was like stealing suitcases, and he would wear like those dog outfits.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
Like, some of his videos. Right? It's like, whatever did that way. Like, look at that guy. He's mentally ill. How are you going to look at that guy and be like, oh, I'm going to hire him for like nuclear scientist or something?
It's disgusting. Mental illness.
There was that guy stealing woman's clothes.
Too. Yeah.
The dude with the big tits. The milkers. Later one.
And then.
That was that ball guy.
God, these people. Oh, yeah. They're not hiring their best.
No.
And currently, Trump has the girl, her husband, she's fans of. She had these giant fake pig boobs.
Yeah. The dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do they find these people? All right. Let's see if we got this video working.
We went there for a second since we threw him under the bus for some reason. Eric
yeah, they probably had the black on him for a while.
They hauled that onto them.
They didn't want him to be
up. Yep. He didn't do what he was said.
So they probably asked him to put those jugs in so that they could end up using it as blackmail later. Boom, he did something wrong.
They make you do some of this stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like,
same with the music industry. You always hear about them going into these back doors. And, you know, I'm sure with Diddy, he was probably drugging these people, putting them in compromising situations.
All these gangster rappers were like gay.
Yeah.
It's like hilarious. All these guys acting all tough because they're secretly gay. They can't have that out. Their image is totally ruined.
Right. Even LeBron was wearing a skirt and a purse. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They really do that to black men. They wanted
Jesus. Yeah.
Can you imagine what would you like?
Punch me if ever. Do you have permission to punch me if ever?
Straight up.
You're gonna see it like this, right?
Okay.
It's gonna be recorded.
All right, this is ready to go.
Okay.
All right, let's start this.
You have a lot of Jewish friends. How did they react to the past few days? Larry David's a good friend. He's your shadchan. He's your matchmaker to Carol Hines, your wife. By the way, you were supposed to give him money.
Matchmaker.
Did you?
So Shad Khan is the matchmaker.
So he's this Jewish guy in addition to his wife, and he's saying you owe money.
You owe money to him because he's the one who matchmade you to your new wife.
That sounds like a racist stereotype. So I'm not going to comment on that. I can take it off YouTube. I'm just going to not say anything right here.
The money changers, dog.
He's really saying this.
Give him like the Jewish, in the Jewish community, if someone introduces you to your wife, you have to give him a matchmaking fee.
I did not.
I'm nervous.
I feel like it's like almost something else you're saying.
Yeah.
You owe us because you see how he gets nervous. He reaches
very nervous.
The water. I don't feel leaning forward. Grabbing my energy ring.
Crawford truly is like he's his handler.
Exactly. He's just looking at him, kind of like he's. Exactly. It looks like he's embarrassing and punking him intentionally.
That I will.
Well, I hope he's watching. He should come and claim it with interest.
Larry wrote it. No, it's saying, you're the last person in the world that should ever be called an anti-Semite, but if you ever use the word Jew, you're dead. So that was his reaction.
That's
if you ever, use the word Jew, you're dead.
Right. They're basically threatening him that if you ever even use the word Jew, what they're called, you're dead. So he's
like
threatened.
Kind of pumping him there, and he's kind of letting it know. That was bizarre.
This video was posted on YouTube. Really, really low lighting, audio at like
they put it on
12 decibels. Yeah, like
you said, you're the one that improved.
I improved the video, added audio, and I'm like, holy shit! I believe it was one of the Jewish news channels, whatever this was on.
Yeah, that was bizarre. I don't know.
Bizarre,
but I didn't see.
He seemed scared.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed like he was like kind of humiliated.
Threatened, they have blackmail on him or something to allow him to be in these positions of power. Exactly. You know,
you have to do what you're told. All right, let's watch one more. We have that ready. All right, let's pause and cut it for a second. Which one was it? It was, let's see, it was the one you're about to, oh, it's the...
About how the blacks and
Chinese... group of them sitting around.
Yeah. That one.
Which is RFK, there.
Okay.
Okay, here's, you know when you're ready. This is just RFK, not Shmuley, right?
Yeah.
We can decide how we want to use this. We'll figure it out. Maybe do the other two together. We'll just do this now and then. Okay, here's RFK. Where do you know where this is at or no?
Not sure, but he's talking about COVID and how it was targeted towards certain ethnic groups.
Well, I know a lot now about bioweapons because I wrote a book on it for the last 2.5 years. And you know, the technology that we now have, all these microbes, we've put hundreds of millions of dollars into ethnically targeted microbes.
Ethnically targeted. So you're saying they're bioweapons.
Ethnically targeted.
Wow. That's interesting.
Same thing. In fact, COVID-19, there's an argument that it is ethnically targeted. COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. The races that are most immune to COVID-19 are because of the structure of the genetic structure of genetic differentials among different races of the receptors of the ACE2 receptors. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese.
Hey, that's you, buddy.
Yeah. So my half Chinese side. That's why I was pretty set.
I never really got it.
I got sick like 3 months before they even announced it, and I was good. So I stayed unvaccinated, full natural immunity, which we all should do. There was so much lies about that, telling us that we should quarantine, all that shit.
It was just
bullshit.
Don't get sunlight, don't get exercise, stay in, get depressed.
And if you listen to like immunologists and virologists, they'll tell you that the best way to have gotten rid of this is to everybody go out, just cough on each other. Literally like get it out there and we will fight it and it's gone. But they prolonged this and then killed all the small corporations, all the small businesses, while all the corporations stayed in business, all the BlackRock-funded companies.
Yep.
that had the high ESG scores, which is the environmental social governance. Those were all the companies that stayed in business while the goyim just got screwed.
I have so many friends that got wiped out with jobs, businesses, right, by these big corporations, like you said, thrived and flourished.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Do we have the video still on, or is this not working? Or
read this.
Okay, hold on. I guess my producer pulled something up, so we'll read it. Let's see, what did he pull up? Amazon's.
We'll cut this. You'll see
it. Yeah, we'll have to cut this.
It's a new support from an ethnic from Wired Magazine.
Okay.
Israel is creating an ethnic weapon.
Wow.
Target Arabs and not.
Okay, so this will be on the screen. Wow.
So okay.
Okay, my producer just pulled this up. I don't, Israel ethnic weapons. Israel is reportedly developing a biological weapon that would harm Arabs, whites, leaving Jews unaffected, according to a report in London Sunday Times. The report, calling Israeli military a Western intelligence source, says that scientists are trying to identify distinctive genes carried by Arabs to create genetically modified bacterium. Wow. When is this from? This is 1998. Scroll up a little more. I want to read a little more about Israel developing biological weapons that would harm these, kind of the same thing.
The ethnobomb program is reportedly based at Israel's Nes Ziona research facility. Scientists are trying to use viruses and bacteria to alter DNA inside living cells and attack only those cells bearing Arabic genes.
Wow, which means they could do it to white people too.
Which Arabs are the Semites.
Yeah.
These are the actual Semites. Not
so
these Talmudic tribesmen from European Caucasian areas.
That's antiseptic. The task is very complex because both Arabs and Jews are Semitic peoples. But according to the report, the Israelis have succeeded in isolating particular characteristics of certain Arabs, particularly the Iraqi people. Daddy, whatever the name is, Zucker, a member of the Israeli parliament, denounced the research in Sunday Times. Morally based on our history and our tradition, our experience, such a weapon is monstrous and should be denied. Last month, a foreign report has claimed that Israel was following the, you know, I don't know what that is, footsteps of apartheid era research and their supposed efforts to develop an ethnic bullet. Yeah, wow. That is disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's like, historically, they've been accused of things. Obviously, they didn't do of like poisoning wells and stuff.
And notice how they put Arabs and Jews together in a group, yet they don't separate the fact that Ashkenazis come from an entirely different region. We're not talking about the Sephardic and the Mizrahi, which are a completely different, you know.
So even they look down upon them sometimes. But it is, you know, but like Rabbi Shmuley is an example of, he's I think he's not a Ashkenazi. He's one of the other ones.
Yeah, it's these supremacists, man.
Let's finish the rest of this video. No, that's crazy. So they are doing this. I'm surprised RFK is even talking about this.
Have you read his book?
It was actually really good.
It was great.
Disappointed because his book was so great. So it was disappointed that he turned it into such a sellout.
Same. He's a super intelligent guy. So they've got to have something on him that's keeping him from being able to really go fully hard on these things. I think they started with the Red 40. Mm-hmm. And did they? I think they got rid of it, but it's like didn't take out
all the other colors.
Yeah,
he knows all this stuff, and it's like he has to know. A lot of people allege they father,
right?
It's like the way maybe he's scared of killing him or blackmail. There's something for sure.
Yeah, at least they came out talking about Tylenol is not good when you're pregnant. But they give you these little things so that you won't focus on the really bad things that are really going on, like the poisons in our food, our corn, soy, and wheat, the atrazine, all these pesticides. It's killing Americans and causing them to not go through a full puberty, which is an epidemic. Mm-hmm. Like testosterone levels back in the day, if you were under 600, you were low. Now it's like the average person has like a 300 testosterone.
Sperm count's
dropping.
Right, like,
they want us infertile and to lower our population to make us easier to control. It's very simple.
No, okay, let's watch the rest. Or this is the wrong video. We'll do a little cut here.
We
didn't finish that other video.
What do you want to do next?
Oh, he's going to finish that one video, I don't think. Maybe we don't need to. The RFK video wasn't over, I don't think.
Yep.
Maybe, I don't know if there's anything important in there still, but it was like halfway through. The last one we were watching.
Oh.
Well, I think we watched him.
Did we watch him? Maybe I made it wrong. Is that thing?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this?
Yeah, yeah. So
well, we paused.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, we paused. Okay, yeah, let's continue.
We'll have to cut this apart. All right, okay, now we'll... to X that out and get to
it. Let it be playing and then start talking again. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy, that story?
Yeah.
There's another app I can't find right now.
That was worth pulling up.
Wild.
The 1980s, the New York Times.
All right. Let's get this playing.
Yeah.
And but night, we don't know whether it was deliberately targeted at that or not, but there are papers out there that show the, you know, the racial and ethnic differential and of impact to that. We do know that the Chinese are spending hundreds of millions of dollars developing ethnic bioweapons, and we are developing ethnic bioweapons. That's what all those labs in the Ukraine are about. They're collecting Russian DNA. They're collecting Chinese DNA.
Yeah.
So we can
target. All the DNA tests we sent in.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised he said that.
Yeah.
Saying Jewish DNA.
Very that's open about talking. That one. That's, you know, I'm sure he's going to get a new threat for that one.
I mean, Gaddafi was talking about them doing this and these labs, creating the viruses, releasing them. And
look what happened to him.
Yeah. So people can follow you at Jake G TV, right?
Jake G TV. I'm Jake G _ official on Twitter. Follow my YouTube. Just look up Jake G TV. You'll find me.
Cool. Thanks.
Cool.